Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you. It's a bit late, we understand that. We have been under massive and sustained attack on our systems, and that is why we truncated our broadcast in the morning. The same attack we cured, they came back this very evening as well at exactly 6:58. The attack started from all over the place where they have their paid hackers. Jonathan is paying foreigners to attack our system, to send viruses to our system, to stop the proclamation of truth as propagated by Radio Biafra. Regardless of what they do, regardless of what they try to do, we must, as always and without fail, welcome wonderful people and great Biafrans all over the world. And we do so by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave and indomitable Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. Their game is now changing. The only reason why they can attack us with ease is because we are relying on the infrastructure of the corrupt companies that are in the zoo present. We are the only people broadcasting from this very place to the whole world. No other broadcaster is allowed to do that. Radio Biafra is the only live broadcaster speaking the truth coming out of this place in direct challenge to the orthodoxy of corruption, of degradation, of greed, of looting, of national treasury coming out of this very place. They cannot stop us. I want to prove to good Lord Jonathan this evening that you cannot stop Radio Biafra live transmission. The more you prepare to stop us, the more we prepare to counter every move that you're making. This very morning, they succeeded in shutting down our broadcast this morning. At exactly 4 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning, our transmission, our AM transmission, came to an end. We have gone back, we have fortified, we have come again. They also struck again at exactly 6:58. They think they can make us go off air. They think they can frustrate us, them and their Ifajuna of Okwe. They think all this nonsense that they're doing, somehow they will stop the sun from rising, which is impossible. Somehow they will seek to extinguish those of us, the children of the light, those of us descended from Chukwu Abiama that have come here to do the will of the Almighty. They think they can stop us. They are indeed mistaken. Grossly mistaken. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome all of you wherever you are. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, the same Chukwu Abiama that called me to do this work, the same Chukwu Abiama that called the editorial board of Radio Biafra to do this very work, the same Chukwu Abiama that called all our various heads of departments of state, all of you serving in various capacities all over the world, all of you proud people of Biafra, identifying themselves globally as the indigenous people of Biafra in your respective countries as Biafrans from that very place where you are. We are formidable. We want to prove to our enemies that we are indeed formidable. We want to prove to them that we are doing the work of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, in whom, for whom, and in whose name everything that we have made possible has become possible. If not for Chukwu Abiama, we'll be nowhere. Nihi maoro na Jehovah chego obodo, as they say. As they say in our language where we come from, if not for Chukwu Abiama, what can we do? Who are we? By the very name we answer, we offer praise to the Most High God. Every time that you say, you call somebody Fanyu Chukwu, you call somebody Chijoke, you are offering praise to Chukwu Abiama without knowing it. We are the only people capable of doing that in the entire world. I welcome each and every one of you, and as I do so, I ask you to go and welcome other people. I apologize for this morning. It wasn't our fault. We should have anticipated it. But the attack was sustained and numerous. Most of them were coming from the Far East. These are paid professional hackers trying to destroy the signal that we send from here to London. They we are intercepting our signals, stopping our signals and diverting it into their server. Instead of our signal going from here to London, then from there to the whole world, they we are diverting our signal into their own server. That was why our broadcast was cut short at exactly 4 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. We have gone to town for them as well. And this evening, they tried the same flooding again this evening. At exactly 6:58, they started to mount the attack. We have countered them and we are on the air. Anybody else telling you they are broadcasting from Biafra land, they are lying to you. People that come out and claim that they cannot lie, they are the ones deceiving people. You cannot broadcast from here unless your Radio Biafra left the whole world. What we have, no other person has it on this planet, not even BBC. They don't have it. We are exceptional. Very soon they will see what we are made up of. Right now, we don't want to start any campaign we cannot finish. Therefore, we ask you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. That is the Radio Biafra principal website. If you are having difficulties getting into radiobiafra.co, please go to biafrarestoration.com. We are under attack all the time. It's not everything that we tell our listeners. Not everything that we tell Biafrans all over the world. Under heavy attack every blessed day. Sometimes over 1,000 attacks within a space of 24 hours. We are fighting a rear guard battle. We are doing everything to try as much as possible to ensure that this very fight, this very glorious fight, is sustained right through to the end. That is why, as we welcome you, we ask you also to welcome other people, to ensure that you tell them where to go to ensure that you direct them to the right place, to ensure that this very gospel, this very message of truth and redemption, this very message that will restore Biafra in truth and honesty, this very message that will cleanse us from our past and prepare us for what is to come, because only the righteous and the holy will be deemed worthy to inherit Biafra. Biafra is the kingdom of God on this very earth, and the only thing that qualifies you to participate is the truth and nothing but the truth. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue what we are doing. Our march is relentless. We must continue. Wherever you are, we welcome you. You must allow us just a few seconds as we prepare ourselves, as we ensure that this very thing that happened this morning and earlier when we started do not happen again. Please do not go anywhere. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are. We continue to experience difficulties, not from the attack we have been sustaining, but from the usual problem here, which is the electricity supply, which is very, very sad, extremely bad over here. We must also, or I should use this very opportunity, to also welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined us from London, as always. We must welcome the barrister before we continue. Some people are reporting difficulties accessing Radio Biafra via our main website, which is radiobiafra.co. Please, you must inform them to go to biafrarestoration.com. They can go to biafravoice.com. They can go to peopleofbiafra.org. Indigenous people of Biafra.org, Biafra Television.co, Biafra Television.co. They can download free Radio Biafra app, either from Android Market, from BlackBerry, or from iTunes. And also, we are on satellite, which means we can cover, or we are covering the whole of Africa and some parts of Europe. Without further hesitation, I will welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, who I believe was listening this morning before the enemy struck, before darkness attempted to overtake light. But this evening we are back again, the children of the light, making sure that we shine it at the darkest recesses of the hearts of criminal men and women inhabiting the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Barrister, please.
Thank you, Director. But Director, before any advent, you may have to rewind, because all your messages are not coming through to the whole world. You have to restart again. Either Radio Biafra or Biafra Restoration is not coming out. You may have to start again.
We are under attack, Barrister. We are under sustained. They are not just attacking our signal output from here to London and from there to the whole world. They are also attacking our websites as we speak. They are mounting very serious and sustained attack. Good luck, Jonathan paid $300 million to other people outside the zoo to attack the work that Radio Biafra is doing. They are panicking. They are in serious fear because they know that we inhabit the truth, and with this truth we shall destroy them. I don't mind rewinding. I will do so. We are here to serve our people. Barrister, please, I suggest our people go to peopleofbiafra.org. They must go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. They must try to go to biafratelevision.co. I expect Carol Monday to disseminate this information. Send it out especially. Remind people where they can get us. Tell them that if Radio Biafra is not working, radiobiafra.co, they must go to other places to be able to listen to us. Our satellite is working. We understand. We gather that from my systems here. From the monitors, we are going out to the whole world. And since the barrister said I must rewind, that is exactly what I'm going to do. I must start once again. I must begin again from the beginning by welcoming each and every one of you, wherever you are on this planet Earth, across every time zone in the world, that this is Radio Biafra live transmission from the capital city of Biafra land, Enugu, from this sceptred land, very holy land, a land that Chukwu Abiama himself made for the habitation of his children, those that directly descended from him. We are Biafrans, and we inhabit this place. This is where we were born, and for goodness sake, for some of us who are privileged, this is where we are going to die. This is our country. This is the home of our progenitors, our ancestors. We are here. We have not gone to any war. We have not killed anybody. We have not stolen any land from anybody. We have not forced anybody to speak Igbo language. We have not commenced anything at all detrimental to the existence and the sanctity of man. We are law-abiding people. We believe in the law. That is why we are being trampled upon. Boko Haram and the hordes of Islam are in this land killing us. They are here with their cattle. They are here having planted amongst us. Those of them who have been easily deceived. Those of them, even with the sacred name of Biafra, are committing every impunity. Those of them without pride, without honor, without dignity. And no shame in particular. There is no shame before these people. That is why they are the way they are. We are here to restore dignity. We are here to restore honor. We are here to make the impossible possible. We are here to restore this very kingdom of heaven on this earth that Chukwu Abiama mandated that we should bring. That was why he decided to send us. He commanded that we should come to serve this noble cause. I consider it a privilege and an honor to serve the people of Biafra in whatever capacity they deem me fit to serve them. In whatever capacity. That is what we do here. We welcome each and every one of you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We greet you in all these words for the simple reason that, unlike any other, there is no other person capable, no other group of people capable of doing what the indigenous people of Biafra are doing by broadcasting from this very place to the entirety of humanity. If you call us from Angola, you will be able to receive and hear Radio Biafra in Nigeria. Regardless of where you are, from Ukraine to USA, from Canada to Cambodia, everywhere across the face of the earth, men, women, and children, this very second, are listening to Radio Biafra live transmission from Enugu. It wasn't possible between 67 and 70. Today we are making it possible because we are the children of infinite possibilities. Here, engineers are born. Here, medical doctors are born. You don't have to go to school. Here, artisans are born. Here, poets are born. Whatever you're destined to become, from your mother's womb, the blessing is there already. Once your birth is given to you, you will begin to practice that very blessing which you brought to us. That is why we welcome each and every one of you. If you have people having difficulties accessing Radio Biafra, please, please ask them to try all the various options. That is why we asked everybody to be on Radio Biafra London on Facebook. All the information is there. If you click on one website and you can't get in, you click on another one. You must and should be able to get in. We have overcome all the work, the devilish work that Jonathan is doing with the hackers. He paid $300 million. The money that could have gone into education, into health, into alleviating poverty. Jonathan is paying foreigners and outsiders to try to stop the wonderful work that the people of Biafra are doing through Radio Biafra. Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. That is why we are without blemish before man and before God. That is why we are incorruptible. That is why we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why our enemies and detractors flee when they see us. That is why they cannot stand face to face with us to debate this very issue. We are the only people without skeletons in our cupboard. We are the only ones that will not retreat. We are the only people that will not compromise nor surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we all die. As simple as that. The words we speak must be marked somewhere. This is a live broadcast to the whole world. We don't screen those that call us. If you call Radio Biafra, we take your call. We welcome your debates. As long as you're willing to speak. Even animals from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria are welcome to call Radio Biafra. They are welcome to call us. As long as they are brave enough to answer one or two questions, we know that this very hopeless entity they call Nigeria, a place named after Royal Niger Company owned by the British for the exploitative reasons of cutting away every natural resource they can lay their hands on from this part of the world. After the company was folded, the country emerged out of a company. And today, this very zoo is a continuation of the British Royal Niger Company, a place created by a human being, Frederick Lugard. There was a theory I posited long time ago, which no one has dared to challenge. I said it here. Only God has the right to create a nation and not man. Every man-made product has an expiry date. That is why empires all over the world crumble. Everything built by man outside the boundaries of natural creation by Chukwu Abiama always collapses. Every empire in the history of humanity always came to an end. Do you know why? Because the protagonists, those of them going for land grabbing and conquest, they extended their remit outside their natural comfort zone, which is where they come from. That is why every empire rises and falls. And they always fall back to their boundary. From Mesopotamia, present day Iran and Iraq, from the rise of Babylon, even all the way to Israel, to Greco-Roman civilization, every empire, even the British Empire, fell apart. Do you know why? They wanted to rule people outside England, where God gave them. That is why this very empire, this British Empire called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, inhabited by wild animals, must be brought to an end. That is why the work we are doing is godly. We are doing God's work on this very earth by seeking to create a country where the praise of the Most High God comes naturally to people. The praise and worship of Chukwu Abiama comes naturally to us. You don't need to preach to us. People, we are confused by Europeans who themselves, we are confused people before they came here. Of course, we were sinful before they came, or aspects of our lives, we are sinful before they came. But that notwithstanding, we are here today proclaiming to the hearing of humanity that Biafra is here to stay. There was never a country. There is a country, and that country is called Biafra. Ojukwu was right to say that no force on earth can defeat Biafra. And you indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, you are a living proof and testament to what Ojukwu said. Are you not talking about Biafra today? Is Biafra dead? Did you not shock the world on the 30th of May, all of you that came out? I salute your courage and your dedication, all of you, one after the other. Because of you, because of the indigenous people of Biafra, the word Biafra is resonating. We posted something that our people brought to us from Germany, and it trended more than Obama. When we make news, even the United States president will be relegated to second or third. People want to discuss Biafra all over the world. Sometimes you don't know what you're doing. You can't begin to understand it. Please go to any of the new media platforms and ask them to map the trend of Biafra for you. They will tell you that Biafra is the most discussed topic anywhere in the virtual world, anywhere online. The largest collection of people anywhere on this planet in one place is Radio Biafra London on Facebook. Bar none, over 300,000 people. Bar none in a forum discussing. Where do you have such number of people? And yet you don't know how formidable you are. You must continue to add your friends. People beg us to join Radio Biafra London on Facebook because we have a very simple weapon, the truth. This truth will sustain us. This truth is Biafra because truth is life. Once you speak the truth, that's the end of it. People are stealing money. Who was Rike lying? Billie in bed with Rochas Okorocha and APC in order to survive. I am going to Europe. And when it was announced I'm going to Europe, do you know how many countries said I should come to their places to preach this gospel to them? Uncountable. Almost every country in Europe, including Britain where we are. Those of them in Scotland want me to come there. Those of them in Cumbria want me to come there. Those in Wales want to see Radio Biafra to preach from their midst. And you said that truth doesn't pay. Who told you that? They will buy my flight ticket. I will sleep in the finest hotels in the world. They will feed me, and we shall discuss Biafra in the open, all out in the open. Therefore, you see why I can never steal or lie nor deceive. There is nothing I want that will not be given to me. So what need do I have to do to lie? I'm asking a very simple question. What need is there to lie? I want us to understand that in the new Biafra, truth pays. That is what we're going to do. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. As always, our lines will be open once we conclude our news headlines and accompanying news summary. The number to call, as always, without fail or hesitation, remains +234 8100904599. +234 8100904599. I welcome those that abandoned everything, including football, to concentrate on their beloved Biafra. Through your sacrifice, will Biafra come? Most of us don't know what a sacrifice is. Here we are teaching you what it is. We welcome you. Go and get your pen and paper ready. Write down what we tell you, because in the future it must come to pass. Everything we have said before has now come to pass. We knew Jonathan will attack us. We know that they are waiting for our transmitter to destroy it, but they can't find it. We know they are doing everything possible to stop us from propagating the truth. If you go to Abuja now, anybody you know in Abuja, go and ask them to listen to Radio Biafra at this very moment, if they can get through to us. We are formidable. Those that went to come far rely on Radio Biafra to be educated so they can go the next day and discuss it. We are exceptionally formidable. We go forward, we don't go backwards. Our Skype line will also be open. Radio Biafra, added to your Skype contact list. We are on Viber. We are on Tango. We are on WhatsApp, on the same number that I gave to you earlier, which you must write down, please. +234 8100904599. Please, wherever you are, welcome other people. Tell them about Radio Biafra. All is welcome. Whilst I await the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, to please join us. We must continue by looking at the headlines and accompanying news summary today, the 19th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014, a day that Jonathan decided to ask his vultures scattered all over the world to hack our transmission, meaning that we couldn't transmit the full 2 hours we intended to in the morning. But this evening we have overcome them, and so shall it be. They will try to maybe disrupt us, them and NEPA, with their intermittent power supply, but we shall overcome them. If there is any break in transmission, you know, they have taken light here, that we are switching over automatically to either generator or vice versa, because the whole system is automated. You must forgive us. We are broadcasting from the Zoological Republic, or a Biafra land that is under the influence and control of the Zoological Republic. I started saying this a few days ago when Hausa Fulani cattlemen entered into our land and occupied our land, asking us not to go to the farm in Udi. That means we are living under the yoke and bondage of the zoo. Therefore, we are in the zoo effectively. This land must be set free. And that's what we're doing. We are reporting today. This news broke yesterday. I was doing justice to it in the morning, when unceremoniously we were cut off. I was reporting on the echoes of Biafra, fresh fears over a recurring agitation as published by Vanguard and widely circulated yesterday. Because not all the time do we embark upon praise. Sometimes we are self-critical. We analyze ourselves and we critique ourselves. I wanted to ask this morning, these things that they are saying, even journalists are saying, is it true? Does it apply to us? Does it apply to me? When people say, oh, make sure you're not going to be like Owasrike, what does that mean? We look at ourselves inwardly to tell ourselves the bitter truth. That is how the new Biafra is going to run. Echoes of Biafra, fresh fears over recording agitation. A police officer slumped and collapsed when he was told that he's being transferred to Maiduguri. He's an Igbo man. They said they're taking him to the Boko Haram headquarters. He collapsed, slumped. They took him to hospital. He has been revived and is on his way to Maiduguri. And I'm sure he won't come back. They'll kill him there. We are also reporting that a 90-year-old Biafran mother, grandmother and great-grandmother was standing up with her walking stick, leading a protest over a road they could not complete in Bayelsa. I told you our women are very strong. 90 years old, but she came out to come and stand and speak the truth. These very echoes of Biafra has been truncated, and we place it today that the very Ifajuna of Okwe, Ifajuna, was Rike, was said to have accepted the president's offer. Good Lord, Jonathan made him an offer. Before that, Yaradua gave him some chicken change. Then Jonathan came and made him the offer of his life, an amount of money he has never seen before, and advised him to direct his members to embrace One Nigeria. Today, Wazulike's mass up is One Nigeria. But we have the real mass up, you know, the proper one believing in Biafra. But the fake one with Wazulike, they are now One Nigerianists. They are preparing to vote next year. Therefore, when we commence our march to stop the elections, they will fight us because they want their Papa Jonathan to win. We must speak the truth here. We have not forgotten our brother Benjamin Onwuka, who is incarcerated and in jail in Abuja somewhere in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. We are calling upon them to release Benjamin Onwuka. We are asking for the autopsy of Ezu River to be released. When you go out and you preach Biafra to people, tell them that your own brothers were killed and dumped inside the Ezu River on the orders of Peter Obi, that took Anambra State money and built a shopping mall in Abuja. He promised to build a shopping mall in Awka when we attacked him over it. Where is the shopping mall in Awka today? Where is it? It is as present as the Second Niger Bridge. Can anybody show me where the Second Niger Bridge is? Where they are building it? We have been there. There is no bridge. Where are they building this bridge? They talked about work stopped. Where is the Second Niger Bridge? Enugu is the local airport. If you fly from Enugu, you land in Kano before you go anywhere else. That is a fact. Go on board Ethiopia Airlines. You will find out for yourself rather than sitting idly by and gossiping on Facebook because you can afford a 5,500 naira phone that has Facebook on it. Go on board Ethiopia Airlines, the only airline permitted to come to Enugu. Not Emirates, not KLM, not British Airways, not Virgin, not United, not America Airlines. Who are the ones living in America? Are they not our people? Half of whom Mbise is in America, in Maryland. If you go to Mbise, you cannot find anybody. You go to Maryland, in America, they are there. Then they come home. They come home. They will stop in Lagos or Abuja and then come back here. They can't fly to Enugu. They will not give license to America Airlines to come to Enugu. No! They won't give license to Virgin. Yet, they want you to believe that Enugu is an international airport. Iberibe warrior. Madness. Stupidity is madness. A lot of us are suffering from it. The Ifajuna of Okwe and his deal with Jonathan, we must continue to expose them until they fail to exist. We expose them, they will come tomorrow, they will pay their customary and usual 20,000 naira to a journalist to publish something. Oh, Biafra is coming. We are ready for Boko Haram. We are prepared. Are you not the same person that said anybody caught molesting a Hausa person because of what is happening, you will arrest the person and give to police? Is that not what you said? We have the clippings. Go and Google it. People should go and use their Google and Google it and hear what Ifajuna said. Ifajuna made it very, very clear. If you are caught dealing with a Hausa Fulani person because of the death of our people in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, he will hand you over to Nigerian police. Am I lying? It is there now in the papers. It's not gone away. They are the one telling you about Biafra. Nobody has monopoly over violence. We'll be forced to retaliate. Babash. Rubbish. And the hopeless idiots following him, they will all die together with him. Kidnappers, they have killed a 72-year-old shopkeeper in Omoaha after taking a ransom of 1.7 million. This is the gift of Ifajuna to our people. Ifajuna, the rat of Okwe. They brought kidnapping to this place. And as I have told you before, if you doubt me, please go to Nnewi High Court. Ask for the case between Anambra State, the state, versus Innocent Oji. Go and get the paper. We have them. We have it. I told you we are compiling cases against this idiot. By the time we release it, he will drown. Vulture. Do you know that in a sworn deposition before a competent court of law, that innocent Toji opened his mouth and said, Owazurike asked me to start kidnapping. Go to Nnewi High Court now. He's there now. Go to Nnewi High Court. This is Radio Biafra. Anything we tell you is gospel. Gospel. Owazurike, my question to you morning, noon, and night is, did you or did you not bring kidnapping into Igbo land? Yes or no? We know when they started, where they started, who they kidnapped. We have all of these people, their names and their records. Did you or did you not bring kidnapping? But as long as you're shouting Biafra, 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 you will continue to deceive and confuse gullible people. That is why, over here, death is our companion, everybody said there. People are dying in droves because you saw evil and it kept quiet. Kidnappers are here now, courtesy of Masop. How NFVCB wants the truth in half. Half of a Yellow Sun, the film that was banned. The Hausa Fulani people don't want the truth about the war to be told. They ask them to go and censor it and edit it. You are dealing with Hausa Fulani people now. They love lies. They are the children of darkness of Satan. Don't you know Satan has power? That is why they're ruling you. But our time is now. We must resist them. We must prevail over them. They don't want the truth to be told. This film opened everywhere else in the world except the zoo. They don't want the truth to be told. We continue. Money laundering and Jonathan. Do you know that charges against Mohammed Abacha has been withdrawn? By which we mean, all the money stolen by Abacha and the family, they can keep it. Hausa Fulani rogues, criminals, they are. Can you name me one Biafran that has stolen or that stole as much money as Abacha? Stole as much money as Umaru Diko? Stole as much money as Ibrahim Babangida? Stole as much money as Buhari? Stole as much money as Kwakwanso? The answer is no. Yet they are talking about corruption. Oh, Jonathan is corrupt. Jonathan is corrupt. How about Babangida? How about Abdul Salami Abubakar? Abdul Salami Abubakar, before you were made the head of state by the United States following the poisoning of Abacha and Abiola, how much did you have in your bank account? And my dear Abdul Salami, how much money do you have today? Animals in the zoo. They have dropped the charges against Abacha's son. Criminals prosecuting criminals. ACF, also a branch of Boko Haram, the Arewa Consultative Forum, they are condemning the categorization of Hausa Fulani people as Boko Haram members. Then can you tell me who Boko Haram members are, if not you? Arewa Consultative Forum. You want to Islamize everybody with the help of the British. You have failed. Terrorism. Nigeria ports are not safe. Your airports, your seaports are not safe according to the United States. Maybe they want to come and provide them with security at the airport. Is a contract that will be awarded to somebody. They will go and eat money, divert the money abroad. America will be here for 2-3 days and that's it. The money is gone. Do you know that Shagari, they had so much money in the late 70s that Shagari did not know what to do with it. Even before then, do any of you remember Udoji Award and First Act 77? Most of you are too small. You've not been born by then. We are very old. So we remember. Nigeria had so much money, he didn't know what to do with it. Obasanjo, being a Yoruba man, called a jamboree, the First Act celebration. They spent all the money the country had. Jesus Christ. Hey, black people from Africa. Amazing. You had so much money. He did not build industries. He did not upgrade the roads or build new infrastructure. They called a party. The World Black Festival of Arts and Culture. I remember Miriam Makeba singing Malaika in 1977
at the National Arts Theater in Igomu, Lagos. I remember very clearly. After that, Shagari came. Shagari being a Hausa person who doesn't know anything about economics because he's a Fulani man. All he knows is to drive cattle from one place to the other looking for grazing rights. But somehow he became the president of the zoo. And this very humble man, Shagari, in fairness to him, is a very humble man. This very humble man called Shagari came up and had so much money he didn't know what to do with it. He went to America and called American economists that took all the money and ate it and ran away and said, "You bunch of monkeys, you don't know how to run an economy. Why are you asking us? Go and give your people what they need. Demand and supply. Ask Shagari if I'm lying. He will tell you I'm not." Baboons. Now America is coming. It is now taking America to tell America, not just our seaport and airport. The whole place is unsafe. The entire entity, this very zoo created by the British people, is a hellhole. People die here every blessed day. We must continue. And now the news in greater detail. 44 years after the Nigerian Civil War ended, it's not a civil war, it's a war between Biafra and the zoo. The Biafra Republic, which was led by the late Ikembane Widim Odumegwu, Chukwuemeka Ojukwu, collapsed. The agitation for the rebirth of the defunct republic has been kept alive in the minds of some die-hard believers of the secession bid. Die-hard believers. This was what I was preaching in the morning before the idiots struck and decided to cut our transmission, our signal from here to London and from London to the whole world. Biafra is not dead. What, the reason why I preach this all the time is to remind our people that Ojukwu said that Biafra will not die. That no force on this earth can defeat Biafra. Most of our people that are not discerning enough, they thought that Ojukwu said, "We are going to win the war." Of course, we'll win it at the end of the day. But Ojukwu was saying something that is to come. That no amount of intimidation, no amount of fear, no amount of poverty, no amount of air, land, and sea blockade orchestrated by the British, no amount of genocide will stop us from discussing Biafra. Are we not proud Biafrans today all over the world? Of course we are. So Ojukwu was right. His Excellency was right. Members of the Biafra Zionist movement, led by Benjamin Onwuka, whom we are still calling for his release. Shortly before the redeclaration of Biafra independence by the group in Enugu, the activities came to a climax recently when a splinter group in the struggle for the actualization of Biafra Republic, the Biafra Zionist Federation, made attempts to seize power in Enugu to stamp its authority and commence the administration of new Biafra. Their action was viewed as suicidal and they are now cooling off their feet in detention. But some Igbo leaders and stakeholders believe that they have genuine ambitions, though pursued in a wrong manner. We start with this. Some people think that the Biafra agitation is genuine, but being pursued in a wrong manner. Let's see what the other ones are thinking. Many pro-Biafra groups had been formed by this class of people whose desire is to revive the defunct Biafra Republic, but in spite of the activities which gained more ground in the 90s, few years after Ojukwu's return from exile, many Igbos believe that it is worthless agitation that can never yield any dividend for the Igbo. These skeptics believe that at best the campaigners could get fame that may attract economic benefit to them and members of the immediate families. This is the problem. When I castigate Ifajuna of Okwe, Rafael Ifajuna was Rike. This is the reason why. The reason why we don't want people to mess with the name Biafra is because of the taint, something called credibility and confidence. If you allow people to erode the credibility in the name Biafra and what we are pursuing, our work becomes almost impossible to accomplish. Very simple. Very, very simple. That is why we must attack them wherever we find them. The birth of MASOP and its modus operandi. Although some believers in the Biafran cause are optimistic that the optimistic that the agitation, my dear Lord, do you know what they are saying? They are saying that our agitation is a deception, that we are deceiving Igbo people. This is a journalist writing. I don't blame the journalist. He's actually right. If we don't get Biafra, that means we would have deceived our people. Therefore, we must get Biafra. Do you see what they are saying? They are now tarring everybody with the same brush. And I don't blame them. Because Ifeajuna Owasurike went and corrupted Biafra by accepting compromise and money from Nigerian government. I told you I went to some countries of the world. I spoke to them. What they told me clearly was, you people are not serious. When you are serious, we will know. And when you become serious, you will come back here and we will help you. I will not tell you the country. Face-to-face meeting with them. I'm meeting them in Geneva once again. My good friend is now in Geneva. I'll meet him there. He's the envoy of his country in Geneva. A very good man. And a very powerful man at that. Amazing stuff. The birth of Masop and his modus operandi. The protagonists of the return of Biafra have over the years carried out their campaigns in a very peaceful manner without carrying arms against the Nigerian government. They executed their campaigns through the media and sometimes staged processions that are devoid of violence. Sometimes they print posters and adorn t-shirts bearing the Biafran flag and insignia, while some go to the extent of circulating old Biafra currency. It was Rike or not us, printing money. All in an attempt to give their supporters a false hope that Biafra will soon come. Did I not tell you? You cannot keep giving people false hope all the time. You give them false hope and you invariably, at the long run, they will abandon you. They will abandon you. That is what they're doing now. So when people say they don't believe us, don't stress yourself. It's not their fault. Some people have actually messed up with this name, Biafra. I said it before, that one of the greatest mistakes we ever made in Biafra was when we allowed our general, His Excellency, Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwujuju, to join MPN. That was a killer blow. That's number one. The second time we made the same mistake was to give Owasurike the leeway that he had to go and print Biafran passport, Biafran currency, all to no avail. Today he's asking you to vote for Jonathan. How about the Biafran passport you printed? Our people, I don't know. Therefore, following Onwuka's recent arrest, another faction of the pro-Biafra movement known as Radio Biafra emerged. That is Bunkum. Radio Biafra did not emerge. Radio Biafra has been existing since 1968 till present day. So, we didn't just emerge. And Radio Biafra is not a group. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. They are right in one way. We are not a group and can never be. We are the people indigenous to this very territory. Therefore, our fight must continue. And as they reported, 31st of December, yes, they are correct, of next year, the zoo can't exist now, or everybody should go and buy their coffin and prepare to die. In Omoa, a gunman killed a 72-year-old businessman, Chifalex Okonkwo. According to the news agency of Nigeria, family sources said yesterday that the man was abducted on June 8th. The source said after a ransom of $1.7 million was paid, the body was discovered dumped in a bush path in a local community near Omoahia on June 16. Why are people doing this? This man worked very hard, built a supermarket. He did not get any loan from a bank. He scraped and worked very hard. I know Kunkwo very well. And they killed him. Our own children killed this very man. This is what Masop gave to us. Kidnapping. If you doubt me, go to Newi High Court. Ask for the case between the state versus Innocent Oji. Go and read Innocent Oji's submission. It is there, clearly written. This is the result of it. The National Film and Video Censors Board on Wednesday reiterated that it did not ban the movie Half of a Yellow Sun as being speculated. This is contained in a statement signed by Mr. Caesar Kago, acting head and corporate affairs of of NFVCB in Abuja, the statement said it had become necessary for the video and censor board to clear the air and set the record straight on the status of the movie. The statement said the video and censor board had communicated to the exhibitor of the movie the position of the board in a letter dated May 27, 2014, explaining the status of the film and requiring the distributor to expunge or edit some clearly stated objectionable aspects of the movie. Is it the duty? You see? Oh, dear Lord, black people. There is something called freedom of speech and freedom of expression. It is also contained in the American Constitution. I think it's the First Amendment or whatever it's called. The right, is it to bear arms? Or which one is first? I think first one is either free speech. I don't know. Somebody should correct me from USA. Second one is to bear arms. Do you know that, am I correct? The First Amendment, the right to speak your mind or to bear arms, which one is it? Bear arms. Of course I'm correct. I'm learned. I'm an educated man. The first one is the right to free speech. The First Amendment. We copied it and put it in the Constitution in the zoo. But when monkeys practice Constitution, something different happens. A film board set up, they have no connection with the film. They are telling a producer, the editor, and the director to go and change something in the film. When was the last time the United States of America or Britain or any civilized country banned a movie because of the content of it? The thing that they want removed from the movie adaptation of Chimamanda's bestseller, Half of a Yellow Sun, is any reference made to the killing of Biafran people by the Zulu army and their collaborators. And they have in the constitution of the Zulu, everybody has the right to free speech. It is there in the constitution. But a bunch of retards, chimpanzees sitting in Abuja, corrupt individuals, they sat there and they decided to say that you cannot release this movie because there's one or two sentences I don't quite like. So, movies should be released based on what somebody sitting in the censors board thinks. And what happens to free speech? You know what is free? F-R-E-E. Free speech. What aspect of free speech don't you understand? And who told you it is your duty to censor a film? Because of free speech, there is also another law or clause in the law called libel. I will allow you to say your mind. If you say anything against me I don't like, or if I think you have impugned my integrity, I will take you to court for libel or for slander or for defamation of character or for assassination of character. I have the law court to go to redress it, not by asking a movie that will educate people not to be released. I thought Chimamanda is a Nigerian. Now she can see what we are seeing, that this place is replete with wild animals. This place is a zoo. It is a zoo. A place condemned to ignominy. The Attorney General of the Zoological Republic and Minister of Justice, Mohammed Bello Adeko San, yesterday withdrew the money laundering charge against the eldest son of the late military dictator Muhammad Abacha. Mohammed was accused of concealing the sum of 446.3 billion naira. 446.3 billion naira. Where did this money come from that Abacha's son stole and is hiding? From Biafra land. When I told you that Igbos are not rich, you don't quite believe me. Can you name one Igbo man, one Biafran man, that is worth 446.3 billion? I say, name one person. I'm waiting now. When the lines open, you will tell me. If we have somebody with up to 1 billion naira, we are making progress. Only one person stole. One family. This is the one they cannot recover. 446.3 billion naira stolen from the national treasury between 1995 and 1999. No, who wouldn't want one Nigeria? Let's be honest. If you can go somewhere, you can steal money. 446.3 billion. None of them coming from Hausa land. All of that money came from the oil sales from Biafra land. The same people that have this oil, that only one family is holding 546.3 billion. This is the one you can see. Their children are trekking through the desert and dying of dehydration. They swim through Mediterranean and they die. When they get to Europe or the Far East, they jump from windows and die because they are running from immigration. They try to go to Gabon and the rickety boat they are traveling in will capsize and they will die. Whereas in Hausa Fulani land, one single person has at their disposal the budget of every state. The budget of every state in this very place for 4 years. Listen very carefully. The money that they have decided now to leave for Abacha's son is the budget of Imo, Enugu, Ebonyi, Abia, and Anambra for 4 years. The entire state budget that all of you are squabbling for allocation. That is the one they found. But Mohammed Abacha can keep the money. Because Nigeria has withdrawn the lawsuit against Mohammed Abacha as part of Keep Nigeria One. Peace and unity. Let's move forward in criminality. And we are saying no to that. We say no to that. Amazing, amazing stuff. The apex sociocultural organization of the zoo, the northern part of the zoo, these are the owners of Nigeria. These are the people that Britain gave power to. You know, Britain, they love Muslims. These are the people they gave power to. The Arewa Consultative Forum has condemned in strong terms any attempt to categorize northern Nigerians as members of Boko Haram, citing the danger of arresting people on account of appearance, faith, or origin. It reminds me of Masop and the Wasirike. I mean, the Wasirike's own part of Masop. You see, I don't know how long I'll keep preaching this for people to understand. Arewa Consultative Forum are the sponsors of Boko Haram. They are the ones that created Maitasine. They are the ones that when they lose election, they unleash mayhem on people. But isn't it very funny? They are the ones crying that they are the victims of intimidation, indiscriminate arrest. They are Arewa Consultative Forum, who are Boko Haram members. They are Hausa Fulani people. And who are you? Arewa Consultative Forum. You are Hausa Fulani people. Therefore, you are Boko Haram. As simple as that. They are the ones crying foul. Don't marginalize us. Don't arrest us on appearance or faith. They are the ones killing you, you know. Hey, dear Lord. Anyway, they learned very well from what was written there. Amazing stuff. The United States government has declared that only 22 port facilities in Nigeria are so far compliant with the prescribed letters of the International Ships and Ports Facility Security, ISPS code. The U.S. government also said its declaration was based on the United States Coast Guard, USCG report on the several visits and assessments carried out within the last 6 years because the United States Coast Guard did not find a worthwhile or effective anti-terrorism measures in place, especially in many of the ports, with the exception of notable port facilities. Why are you surprised? We are in the zoo. What do you, there's no light. And you want to counter-terrorism measures to work. No, of course, no, it's not possible. They must know it's not possible now. We are in the zoo now. We are monkeys here. What do you expect us to do? We jump from one branch to another, eating berries and leaves, feeding off natural resources. That is all we do. We sell crude oil, which is a natural resource, and we import every other thing, including toothpick. We don't manufacture anything. We can't even drink simple water from a tap. We have to drink it from waterproof, from cellophane bag. We cannot drink. Do you know how stupid it looks? A human being, you are a human being. You cannot go to tap to drink water. You have to drink from a nylon bag. Hey. Dear Lord God, have mercy. Sometimes I ask you, Guaban, why did you even bother creating these people? Blacks, why did you even disturb, waste your time creating them? You are drinking water from waterproof bag, from cellophane bag. and you call yourself a human being, you are not a human being. You are worse than animal. You are a vermin. You're not human. Drinking water out of plastic bag. You are insane. You're not a human being. Black people from Africa. Black people. We must continue. Angry indigenous of Okoroba community in Nembe local government area of Bayelsa State, led by a 90-year-old woman, Madam Omiekumo Numo, yesterday protested against the abandonment of the Opumokoroba Road project by the federal government. This particular road, abandoned by the Zoo government, is in a place where they get all the money, or where they got all the money to build Abuja from. You see how Abuja is. You go to where the oil is coming from. These are the people that said no to Biafra. They are the ones dancing and dining with Hausa Fulani people. Today I said to them, Lekwanya Rasiam, I told you so now. Ojukwu told you so. You will regret it. They killed cancer. We were, I wish they can kill Amechi as well. To teach those idiots a lesson. That betrayal and treachery never pays. The same thing that will befall Ifajuna of Ogwe. Betrayal never pays. Betrayal never ever pays anybody. You are a traitor to your country. A traitor. Look at what is happening to traitors today. I want you to go and visit the so-called riverine areas. Today they are begging for resource control. I thought you said Igbos are dominating you before. I'm afraid of the Igbos. I don't want Biafra because they'll dominate me. So who are you begging for 50% derivative or derivation from? Igbo man? No, now how's that Fulani? And how many are they giving you? 13%. Out of that 13%, they put up their roadblocks on the road. They give it to you as part of your national cake. You go on the roadblock, you give it to Hausa Fulani man, policeman on the road. You think you have sense. I thought you said Igbos were your problems. Isn't it? What a joke. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we continue to welcome you. That is our news headline and accompanying summary. And I must await Barrister Mamezi to please try and join us wherever you are calling us from. Please ensure that you turn down your system off before you speak to us, please. We do not want any interference. We have overcome our initial teething problem. Radio Biafra is broadcasting live and direct. Very smooth from here, our capital in Enugu, in Biafra land. People claim they are broadcasting from Biafra. Where are you in Biafra land? How many people have we hosted? You heard the voice of Dr. Ogiedu Uzokwe on Radio Biafra. You heard the voice of our brother from Malaysia. You also heard the voice of our brother from Switzerland. You heard the voice of Sonia Palenwe, who is now in the UK. You can ask them, did you come to Radio Biafra studio or not? In the case of Dr. Ogiedu Uzokwe, did you spend the night with us or not? The answer is yes. He did. Do you see other people claiming they are broadcasting from Biafra? Where are you broadcasting from? Because you're lying. When Radio Biafra broadcasts from outside Biafra land, we tell you, wherever we go to, we tell you, there is nothing to be gained by lying or making yourself appear to be something that you're not. You can copy us, copy our language, copy our style up. Everything you like, you can plagiarize all that we write about. Original is original. Imitation is imitation, especially when it comes from APC, Rocha Sokorocha, is imitation. Answer a very simple question. Show me the country in the world that got their independence by going to the law court of the same country oppressing them. Simple question. And the whole billier facade of lies and deceit comes crumbling. We must go to the lines to take your calls because we have opened them. Whilst I await the very eminent barrister to please try and join us, we have a caller on Skype, if I'm not mistaken. You will give us your name and where you are. And mind you also, rapid response is open for all our officers of state. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, my brother, my director, Nnamdi. This is Ikechukwu Nworisa, talking from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. I love Malaysians. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I come from Jabba local government of Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I just want to make a little contribution And I'm not going to take much of our time because I want other people to make their own contribution too. I gave a suggestion some time ago in Radio Biafra about establishment of town hall meetings so as to reach out to the people everywhere in Biafra land and even in the zoo, especially the market places. That suggestion, you accepted it, and you said that implementation will start with immediate effect. But I don't know how much that implementation has taken place.
Where are you? Where are you calling from? Now, where are you calling from?
I don't see the impact.
Can you hear me?
That dissemination of information.
Can you hear me at all?
Enlightenment.
No, he's not listening.
Being carried out.
Can you hear me? My friend, can you hear me?
In my opinion.
No, he's not listening.
Want you.
He is not listening. When he's prepared to listen, then he can call Radio Biafra. You are in Malaysia and you gave a suggestion. It has never occurred to you that there is something called planning and logistics. It has never occurred to you that we need to plan everything that we do and execute it. You think it is as easy as, let's go and get Biafra and Biafra will come. You don't know you need to work hard for it. That is pure rubbish. Pure nonsense. We are going to implement it, but not now. When the conditions are right. When they are right, of course, my dear brother. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Turn the system down. If you are in a noisy place, can you hear me? Please, your name and where you are.
I'm hearing you. I sent a text message to you just a few minutes ago.
And who are you? This is Radio Biafra live transmission.
Yeah, I'm Chukwuma from Anambra.
Chukwuma, from how many Chukwumas do you have in Anambra? What is your father's name? Which village do you come from?
I'm coming from Aurora Umuze.
What is your father's name?
Honor Dominic.
And what is your text message about? This is Radio Biafra live broadcast to the world. Exactly. Very simple. And they go. These are the things that they gave us. The damage that Hausa Fulani people did here is immense. Absolutely immense. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. I believe that we have a caller on Skype. This caller, give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. And please make some sense. Go
Hello,
ahead.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead.
Director, this is Mr. Chikwen Donoha, known as Chico. I'm calling from Frankfurt, Germany.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, please, there's something I want to ask you, Director. You know, most of people, when you pick some people calls, you put them on hold. And when they wait, and then they go out. So when you put them back, they don't hear it. So before they will know it, it will take like 1-2 minutes because they have been waiting a long time on hold. So please, I want you to have a little bit patient when you pick their calls, because it happened to me a lot of times. But because every time you pick my call, I'm always there to wait when you call me. But I know some people are not there to wait. They will go out and waiting to hear their voice on their radio when you call them. That is number one thing. Director, number two, what I want to say is this, Director. I heard about the money they have shared to everybody, every Biafra in the whole world. Director, I like this, what people have done now to share the money. But please, Director, I want to beg something, because as they have shared this money, we will start to have Tom, my coordinator, that we have to start to bring whatever we can bring. Director, what I want to beg is whatever we contribute, because a lot of people are waiting for action. Let's start from somewhere doing some, because there are people who are millionaires, who are waiting. They want to see action before they will say, I want to give something. If they have not seen action, they will not give anything. Me, by now, I think that we have to start somewhere. Please, any amount we contribute, Director, I want us to start somewhere doing something. Let the world know we are not only talking. Because some people are getting tired of talking. We want to get action. Like me, Director, I'm coming home. I don't want to come here to be a nuisance. I want to come when action is going on, so that when I come, I will do whatever they ask me to do. I don't want to come and sit down and be waiting until when action will start. I'm a married man, I have children, I have wife, but Director, I'm coming home because we will not let our children to suffer like this. But I don't want to come now to come and stay and do nothing. Whenever we start action, director, a week you will see me in Nigeria. This is Mr. Chico. That's what I want to say, director. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. I welcome your call. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are calling us from.
Yes, good evening, director.
Good evening.
Yes, from Russia, Moscow. This is Chimagong on the line, the PRO, Biafra in Russia.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, director, I want to, first of all, appreciate the good work you're doing for the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. And again, I also want to appreciate the effort of indigenous people of Biafra worldwide for what they are doing to see that we restore our country in the nearest future time. Yes, director, I want to use this opportunity on behalf of ESCO Council of Indigenous People of Biafra in Russia. We want to notify all the indigenous people of Biafra in Russia that we will be having our general meeting on Saturday, 21st June 2014, and we wish and encourage all the indigenous people of Biafra in Russia to come for this very meeting, because we have a lot to discuss. We have a lot to discuss and to achieve so that we will be able to support to restore our country. And the time we have is 4 p.m. and the venue remains the same place, Baraban, Cafe Baraban in Tesinsiki. We have already circulated messages, both in Facebook, text messages and phone calls. We are going to still call and to remind them. So we expect all the indigenous people of Biafra and Russia to come out for this very meeting on Saturday. And also want to appreciate the effort of our coordinator and our deputy. They are all formidable. And also want to also appreciate all the ESCOs of indigenous people of Biafra and Russia for their efforts. Yes, director, thank you, and God bless the Republic of Biafra. This is all I want to say for now.
Thank you very much.
By God's grace, I will be moving down to Biafra land, and I will also like to join on ground on what is going for the restoration of Biafra. Thank you, director.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This place is not a bed of roses, I can assure you. Very, very difficult, but it's our country, it's our land, and blessed by Chukwu Abiama, we must revive it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, and thank you for waiting. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
You're welcome, sir. My name is Afami for a promise.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Greece, Athens City.
You are in Athens in Greece. Do we have a family in Athens in Greece? Do we have Biafrans there?
Yeah, that's one thing I want to ask you also. The name of the leader here, I don't know. Someone told me about him and gave him his number. Since then, I've been trying the line is not going.
Yes, are you on Facebook?
Sure.
Go and look for Biafrans in Greece and find out who the coordinator is in Athens. Biafrans in Greece. I know that Thessaloniki is very powerful. I don't know about Athens. I need confirmation and clarification. Please, UCMF4 and also Carol Monday. I need confirmation that we have a presence in Athens, in Greece. Do we or do we not? Somebody is waiting, my dear brother. Keep listening. I shall announce the status of Athens very, very shortly. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead.
I called about 2-3 days ago, 4 days ago, and I told you something about...
Can you turn your system down, please? Do turn your system down, turn it down, because you are interfering with what we are doing here. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please, your name and where you are.
This is PRO of indigenous people in Amsterdam. I'm Patrick Joko.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to make this announcement for Saturday. You know that our director is coming to Amsterdam. Coming to Amsterdam will change a lot of things to us because we need members because of our. We don't have much members in our meeting. When we are going for, to evangelize Biafra to people, they don't want to listen. But the director coming to Amsterdam will change a lot of things. To everybody that hear my voice, every individual people member in Amsterdam that hearing this announcement should come on Saturday by 5 o'clock. Please, our director is coming. We have to plan he's coming right now before he's late, please. When we get this message, please make sure you come to our coordinator's house in Gidashaw. Thank you. That's my last.
Thank you very much. Of course, I'll be in Amsterdam very, very shortly. And we hope to preach this very gospel there as well. This gospel must be preached. We have a caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Director, I want to thank you for the job you are doing for the people of Biafra. My name is Chukwudi Nriagu. I'm calling from Austria.
Yes, thank you.
So, Director, I must thank you. You are really doing a very great job. What you are doing for the people of Biafra, I must tell you, you might not know, but you are restoring hope to the hopeless. Fine, I know we are living outside the country, but it's not also easy living outside the country. So we know that we are scattered all over the world, and it is concerning the, it is because of the problem and the corruption in the country, in our country of origin. So, but I think the job you're doing for the people of Biafra is gradually bringing hope back to every common man. But I want to tell you that we are strongly behind you. Your direction so far is unquestionable. We must not question your directing. It has really been positive. And concerning concerning Owazurike, we don't want you to, me personally, I don't want you to emphasize so much on him anymore because everybody knows he's a fake. Whoever listens to your, whoever follows whatever you're doing for the people of Biafra know that you are the real man. You are the man God sent for us to rescue us. So I'm using this opportunity to thank all the diehard Biafrans all over the world that is supporting this struggle. I must promise you that we will remain cooperative until we restore Biafra and thereafter. So I thank you so much, and may Chukwu Abiyama continue to protect and guide you. Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank amen you. To that. Amen, amen, and amen. This is Radio Biafra. The coordinator in Athens, according to our head of the Directorate of State, Uchenna Asiebu, is Nnamdi Obodechi. Nnamdi Obodechi is one of us. Very, very committed. Very, very committed. Nnamdi Obodechi is our coordinator in Athens. Our dear brother that rang a while ago, if you are still listening, which I hope you are, you will make contact with Nnamdi Obodechi. You can inbox him on Facebook and he will be in touch with you. If I get his number, I will also announce it on air. In fact, his number is +30 697 580 5423. Mind you, Bilie may be listening. They will copy your number to call you. If they call you and they manage to get you working for Lucha Sokolacha, that is your business. But the number to call for our coordinator in Athens is +30 697 580 5423. That's the number to call. We have our people in Athens. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are calling from, please.
My name is Collins Chinedu. I'm calling from Hamburg, Germany, and by the grace of God, I'm the coordinator of the Air France in Hamburg.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
I come from DKNOC in Isialambano, local government, Yafraland.
Thank you.
Director, I want to commend you and your crew there in Enugu for the good job you're doing for our people in the Biafran. I want to also appreciate the efforts of Barista Imamizu and Uchemifo and Karamonde. And I want to also thank all the servants of Biafran all over the world, the coordinators, I mean, the national and the zonal coordinators. First, I want to announce our meeting coming up on Sunday, the 22nd day of June 2014. The venue is our usual venue, Phoenix Raye, number 22, Bandsbek Mark. For those of us that have identified with us some time now, but have failed to attend our meeting, please, I am calling on you to please come and join us so that we can find a way to support this second stage we have entered in this struggle. We also call on members new members to please try and attend this meeting. Director, I want to address one idiot on Facebook that calls himself Yafrakol. He said he's living here in Hanover. I've written him. I've asked him to meet me so that we can discuss if he's a man. But he's just always writing nonsense on Facebook, and I want to tell our people to ignore him. That guy is not living in Germany. He's not living in Germany. He's just nobody. So our people should ignore him. He's always trying to get attention. He's listening right now. He's listening. So if you know you're a man, Jeffra calls, meet me in Hamburg. I am calling today. I'm not hiding. My picture is on Facebook. I'm not like you who is faceless. So that is just what I have to say. Director, thank you and keep up the good job.
Thank you. And you keep up the good work you're doing as well. You are fighting very gallantly. I was impressed with the turnout and the numbers when I came to Hamburg the very last time. Who knows? I may be there sometime in the future. Thank you very much. Continue the wonderful work that you're doing. You are serving your country well. If people don't talk about you, that means you're nobody. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue our work. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? No, we don't. We don't have a caller on Skype. We've lost them. Please, for all our principal officers, please note that very line which we use, Rapid Response 68, is up and running once again. Please, you may have to avail yourself of that very platform should you wish to get through to announce any meetings. This is the platform we have created to allow our officers to come on to announce important meetings or to make announcements regarding how they are faring, where they are. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. No, we don't have them. Maybe they are not strong enough to be able to accept or to be able to speak. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from Enugu on a day we are reporting that what has happened in the Biafran struggle has led many people and countries to doubt our seriousness, but we are here to convince them that we are serious and determined. The name of the person on the line and where you are, please. We know that this is Barrister, of course. He needs no introduction. Barrister, please proceed.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you. I've not officially introduced myself because of course, what is happening in the zoo and the way they are seizing our line and, of course, our conventional broadcasting. Director, good evening. And good evening to everybody around you and to everything you are doing for the Athens director, we love you. We people talk about director all the time. And of course, you are not twice, just only a single man. But the whole world is talking about you. Director, I don't know what to say. The reason why I've not called anyone is because I'm fed up of talking about what is happening in the zoo. I'm allowing my people to speak and talk about what is happening and what should happen in the restoration of Biafra. I am resisting, and to be honest with you, Director, I don't want to be talking about anything about the zoo. All I am concerned is what is happening in Biafra. I was listening to the news earlier about Abacha and the trillions Abacha left abroad and how they are trying to retrieve the money. I say I wish Biafra would get hold of that money, because that money came from Biafra land. Every house of Fulani Boko Haram obtained every cash they have from Biafra land. Director, I have done all I could when it comes to tweets in the European level. I am now going on to African level and Biafra land. I am now dealing with the Ohanaeze Ndigbo and the evil Congress and all the evil progress. I have been tweeting them today, telling them to come back home, to refuse the contract they are getting from Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. How can you be getting contracts from those who are making your oil and you are bent on getting contracts from them while they are killing your people? None of them have ever condemned what Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are doing. And our people are going on every day. But if I tell you how I feel, I just wish I can just pack everything I have in this country and go home. I am fed up in staying abroad, Director. I want to come home and stay in my father's land. If you go into my heart and see the way I feel, you will empathize with me. Why are we suffering? Director, why are we suffering when we have all it takes to be humans and look like humans? Everything came from our father, land, oil, gas. All sorts of mineral resources came from Biafra land. Yet, we're impoverished. Yet, how far Fulani Boko Haram are using all we have, and our brothers and sisters are prostituting themselves in order to get into contract. Director, it is quite ironical that I have to prostitute myself with Hausa Fulani Boko Haram in order to get something else from my own Biafra land. Big shame. I don't know. Sometimes I feel, how could I put myself into all these brothers and sisters who are prostituting themselves? Men and women, it's not only on women, men prostituting themselves in order to get contract, in order to have ID showing Hausa Fulani Boko Haram that they are living. They are getting something from your father's land and you want to get contract from them. Your brothers and sisters are dying. You cannot say boo to them. Your people are dying. I find this very difficult to perform, Director. I find it irresistible not to speak, because we are somewhat very, very foolish that we pander to the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, getting all our mineral resources, and we are getting contracts from them while they are killing our people, and we don't say a word. What a big shame. What a cry shame. I don't want to be putting myself into talking about what is happening in the zoo. I just want to solely concentrate on how Biafra will be restored, how our people should make do to what we have and bring about Biafra so that our people will stop suffering. Director, remember, I am on immigration line. If our people tell me what they are going through, this particular country, I don't know of other countries, but I know here in Britain, it's even fairer. In other countries, it's worse. What their friends are going through, yet, Igbo Congress, Igbo Progress, Omenalandi Igbo, Igbo Oden Igbo, I am ashamed that our people are forgetting what their priorities are, and they are concentrating on making money. Selfishly, one majority of our people. Director, the reason why we instituted Ready Biafra is to make sure that we have equity in this world, equity in Biafra land, so that nobody is victimized, so that our people are well looked after, so that our women that are prostituting themselves all over the place in order to have a daily bread, resist it and go back home and remember who they are, remember their dignity, our men, remembering where they came from, that it will be taken for a ride. We don't want anything anymore. We are just shambolic in nature. So that's what we are trying to stop. Director, I don't know what to say anymore, because sometimes I weep in silence. Sometimes I weep privately because of what my people are going through. And Director, I tell you, I came out on time to talk about Radio Biafra. I came out on time to join you, Director. You and Uche Mefo came out and said, no, we cannot be going through with all these shenanigans that our people are going through. You have something. You have the breath to suck, but we are sucking an ordinary stem of a tree. We no longer enjoy what we have because we are subjugated, we are subdued, we are put into slavery. And some of us are saying we cannot have this anymore. We want to stop somewhere. Rejuvenate and bring our people back into the mainstream. That we are human beings. That we have a country. We have a nation that flows with milk and honey. Director, I'm saying, how long shall we stand aside and watch while some of our people are perishing? You know, I don't know. But Director, let me stop so far. When I get into the level of the position I am now, I weep. And I've been trying my best not to be going into that line. A man supposed to be a man. I don't want to be going into a journey process because of my people.
I understand how you feel, Barrister. Good evening, Barrister. I understand the way you feel. Sometimes the manifestation of all these frustrations tend to take various forms and shapes. In some people, like the barrister, it makes him emotional because he's a very caring man. I am also very caring. But I want to confront this type of ineptitude, this type of stupidity in the face. It doesn't matter. Despite the fact that Moses went up to Mount Sinai to go and get the tablet of laws from the Most High God. When he came down, some of them with very fickle faith, those of them who couldn't sustain any pressure, decided to mold a graven image to worship in the absence of leadership, so they claim, because they were not patient enough. Then what became of them? They were consumed. The same thing shall happen to all of those people who continue to be oblivious to the plight, our pain, and our suffering. People are calling for action, saying, let us start. We need to buy the guns and the bullets now. We don't have it. If we do, we're going to war. We don't engage in propaganda here. We don't lie or misrepresent our position. We just don't do that. Anytime we are strong enough to march, we shall do so. For now, we shall ask each and everybody to do all you can to continue to support what we are doing. We have a caller on the phone, I presume. The caller on the phone. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I heard that.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, Director, this is Fabian Obuago, calling from Verona, Secretary of Blasters in Verona, Italy.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I really want to thank you so much for your job, for what you have been doing for the Blasters all over the world. You know, my contribution is this. At times, I'm so mad about what the marginalization of the Igbos in so-called Nigeria, the Zuland, you know. The Afro operating for people who don't know that the Afro will not come, I'm telling you this moment that the Afro will come. It's not an easy struggle, but the problem is us. If the Afro will come, it's in our hands. If the Afro will not come, it's also in our hands, because the Igbos in general, if the Igbos will be able to unite and become one family, then the Afro will come. But when there is division of three families or two families in Igbo land, the Afro can never ever come, because now they are divided. And before the agenda of the Afro will come, it will take a little bit of time. But you as director who have been able to coordinate the people of the Afro all over the world to be able to have one goal to actualize our dream, which is the Afro. Wazirike and Kuba and Rosa Tokoroka and Mwaziko, the Tamagun of Panama State, P2D. These people have done so much damage in the name of Biafra. But that will not stand it. We cannot be calling on them. All we need is to find a possible way to get this Biafra and everybody be okay. Because the people have been enslaved. Like, after the Biafra war, we are enslaved. Nothing is being done in that Igbo land. Nothing. No federal government came in Igbo land. Everything in Igbo land is built by individuals. Individuals. There is nothing that is being built by the Federal Republic of Nigeria in Igbo land. Nothing. Even the one of Enugu Airport, everybody was happy when it was international airport. And now it's no longer international airport, because every flight that has to take over or from any international airport will have to land in Kano. It is no longer international airport. Then what have we, the Igbos, have generated or gained from the so-called Igbo government? Nothing. And this is the time we, the Igbos, should be able to organize and speak in one voice, and then Biafra will come. So Director, I want to thank you so much for your job. I want to thank the member of the House of Biafra Radio. I want to thank everybody and say, may God bless and come to bless every one of you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, and thank you too. Thank you for your kind words. You have spoken very well. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from our studios here in Enugu, the capital city of Biafra land. Wherever you are, we continue to welcome you. We welcome you by please asking you to inform other people as well about what we are doing. Our lines never stop ringing. Morning, noon, and night, because we are Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Inyana Choa Mbuka, and I'm from Omaura Nature. It's in the channel.
Sorry.
I want to thank you for the good work and for the people of Biafra. My brother,
you're calling us from the UK. Your line is not clear. Your line is not clear. Therefore, I suggest you try and call us back, please. We have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me?
The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, they can't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, my name is Yana Chukwuebuka, and I'm from Umuahara, the Chesney Temple, in Biafra land.
Yeah, Chukwuebuka, why is your line so poor? You're calling us from the UK, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Normally, calls from England are very clear. Why is your line not very clear? Is it as a result of where you are? Or has your line been compromised because it's not very clear?
Maybe it's from the place I am now.
Possibly. Please continue. Let's see what we can make of it.
Okay, I want to thank you and also my brothers and sisters that are still with you for your good work and being condition people of Biafra.
Yes.
And may God continue to bless you and guide you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting. Indigenous people of Biafra living in South Yorkshire, England. We are having our meeting tomorrow. The address is 2261 8 Melrose North, Sheffield. The postcode is S47DP. And the number to contact our coordinator here, Jude Obenia, is 0792.
Yes, go ahead.
52601. I repeat the number again. 0792 24 52601. I'm calling my brothers and sisters. I live in Sheffield, London, Lancaster, and Basley. We're having our meeting tomorrow by 1 o'clock. The address is our Israel Place, 261 8 Melrose North Cup Road. So, my brothers and sisters, wherever you are, hearing my voice this afternoon, this night, come tomorrow. We have our meeting tomorrow, so to discuss how we are going to restore our nation, Biafra. When you are coming, we are saying that God bless you. Director, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity and not our meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you for your good work you are doing. God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. You have done well. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome everybody. All manner of people are welcome here, as long as you hold a view, as long as you hold an opinion, we must welcome it, we must entertain it, and it is our duty to distill it. If you're making sense, then we work with it. Your name and where you are, the caller on Viber, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, this is Jude and more.
Yes, Jude, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. Jude Elamore, can you hear me? No. The calls override it. It overrides it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening. All Biafra and Sullivan.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Just turn your system down because I can hear my voice on the background. That is also confusing you. So turn it down and speak to me over the phone. The world is hearing your voice. Please go ahead.
Okay, is it clear now?
It's better now. Please proceed.
All right, thank you. My name is Obianuchi Onyebuchi. I'm from Ikwezo Bago in the Ogunleku government of Enugu State in Biafra land. I'm calling from Milton Keynes in England. Good evening to all Biafrans, and thank you, Nandi, and all the editorial members of Radio Biafra. I want to encourage you and all of you to continue your good work. Chukwu Abiam, I will always guide and lead you and protect you guys for us.
You say?
As I've always said, you are our Messiah. You've been sent to redeem us, you know, and Biafra must come. And then I've been hearing so many reading from Facebook and reading stories about people and the newspapers and the group called Belief and whatever they're called, other groups. My advice to them is just to stand up. You know, if they are sleeping, let them wake up. They call them Belief. I want them to stand, you know, let them stand. Let them, you know, let them stand up and come and join Biafra. I believe that indigenous people of Biafra is for everyone, for all Biafrans. you know, just come. There's no form to fill in or anything. You know, just come and join us so that we can restore this together. And I also want to use this opportunity to make an announcement for the oncoming meeting in Milton Keynes. For all the Biafrans living in Milton Keynes, when I say Biafra, I mean people from Igbo, River State, Ichekiri, Ibibio, Ebema, Ijo. So we have Igbo meeting in Milton Keynes, but this is not Igbo meeting. This is Biafra meeting. And the date for the meeting will be on the 22nd of June, which is this coming Sunday. And the time is going to be 6 p.m. in the evening. There is no African time, please. Do come on time. Exactly at 6 p.m. in the evening, the meeting will commence. And the venue is going to be at Healand in Milton Keynes. And it is where the Igbo people hold their meeting. But like I said, this is not Igbo meeting. This is the Afra meeting. So I encourage all of us, if you're listening to this broadcast this evening, pass the message to your friends and families, wherever they are. If you live in Northampton, if you live in Cranfield, if you live in Bedford, if you live in Leighton Buzzard, if you live in Luton, if you live in Icebury, come along so that we can fight this together. You know, we are not going to live and die in Milton Keynes. We're not going to live and retire in Milton Keynes. Kent Nothing Home is not for us. Kent Hill Nothing Home is not for us. Icebury Nothing Home is not for us. The home for us is in Biafra land. So let us come together. This is going to be our first meeting, and we pray that we in Milton Keynes, we're going to move forward and support this movement. All you nurses and doctors, you know yourselves, I know there are tens of you here in Milton Keynes, from other professionals, please come along. Come and join us together so that we'll have this meeting and we'll plan the way we're going to move along Milton Keynes to join other people from all over the world so that Biafra will come. Thank you very much, and continue your good work, Nnamdi, and Ebere, and all the people there with you. I pray that God will guide and protect you guys for us. Thank you very much.
He said, thank you very much, well spoken. Even in Milton Keynes, they are rising up and calling for meetings. Wherever you are, go and find your nearest family. If there is none, you start one with your wife, your partner, whoever is around you, your neighbor, your cat or your dog, anything around you. You must commence a family meeting wherever you are. Before you do so, first ask questions. We want to do freedom fighting in a way that is phenomenal. We want to show people how united we are. We want to let the world understand that these people answering their friends in every country around the world, that we mean business. And that business is our freedom. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Jim Christopher Oloka. I'm from Abuja, here in local government, Buffaland.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Verona. I know you are one of us in Verona. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to quickly take in a suggestion. I don't know if it is good enough. Please, you pardon me if it is not good enough.
Go ahead.
Instead of us begging for donation from our brothers all over the world, Director, I am ringing to you because you have something that God bless us with. We have oil. Why not look for a country that we can accord with? We can make an agreement with. Let them give us what we want. We'll give them our year for 20 years. This will start something on the ground. Secretly, there are many countries that will agree to this agreement. If there is a connection that can lead us to anyone, let's try that with the director. We've got to make something going. We've got to make our ball rolling. Because yes. The connection from here to there will delay us. Believe me, this will start something on time. That is my suggestion, director. Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you. It's a very good suggestion and we welcome it. We shall work with it. We shall work with it. Very good suggestion. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype cannot hear me. I don't know who sent him. I don't know where he comes from. I don't know what he's doing on our line, but we have another one on Viber. The caller on Viber, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Ojaka Buaga. I'm calling from Thailand, Bangkok. I'm from Orifte. Anambra State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, I thank you very much for everything you have been doing, and I thank you for everything. In fact, I don't need to say much, but all I need to say is not about you, Director. I want to talk to all the whole Biafran listening to this live broadcasting. Please, I want everybody to know that we are on our second mission, and I want, before you call to give your advice or whatever, please make sure you are on the right direction, because we have already planned on what you do, and we don't need any more, because we cannot take any everybody's advices or whatever to carry on. Only few people are enough to contribute on what we are about to do. And Director, please, I want you to make this as something that's supposed to be doing. Let everybody, if you want to call, please, you ask them, have you already paid for your own money for the second mission that we are into? Have you already
Yes, go ahead.
To know what is happening, they ask too many questions, and that is, I don't like it. I listen to this radio, but a lot of people talk too much thing. Like our brother said, many people will just go and get drunk, and they will pick on phone, call Biafra when they pick their phone, and they will start talking rubbish. I don't like all those things. I want everybody to know and be serious about it. We are not joking. Like I told my friend, I am not joking about this. I am very, very serious with it. I am very, very more than serious. I've never been serious with something like this before. I told my friend, if this is a fraud, this person is well learned and well, well planned. Let him do it to me, and I will well accept it. So I want everybody to understand that we are into another channel. We don't need to bring more suggestion, Director this, Director that. He's only one man. He's not, how many person, how many brain did he have? He has only one brain like us. So let us also think with him and plan with him also. Let everybody contribute and start. Not, I had some, one other guy called, he said that, when are we going to start? When are we going to start? How much did you contribute? How, what have you done? In America, America say, what have you done to America? Because you, America cannot do to you. You must do to America before they do to you. So we need to put this in our mind, and we need to know
it. Yes.
Or maybe you have done something great that we need your advice. Thank you, everybody. And Director, thank everybody that is helping you there. Everybody, any other people, and Barrister Imam Mezu, and those of our friends everywhere, all over the world, listening to Radio Biafra. Thank you, and God bless you. God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Well spoken. What we do on Radio Biafra is to allow freedom of speech. We want people to speak and say their mind. Because in the new Biafra, even a mad person on the road will have freedom of speech. Everybody, you must say something. It is therefore our duty to take some of the things they say that make sense and to discard those that doesn't make sense. But one thing we must encourage as a people is to allow people to speak their mind. Because they say, you don't know where the light bulb moment may come from. By light bulb moment, it is that very minute where you key into a very brilliant idea. We never can tell. So we don't dismiss anybody at all or any speech. Even from the very unwelcome ones, we can tease something out of it. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are, please.
My Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Ifan Hinefu. I'm from Imo State, but I'm in Dakar, Senegal.
You're in Dakar, in Senegal. Please go ahead.
Yes, my director, I thank you so much for your work in our land, Biafra. I pray that God Almighty will bless you and keep you safe.
Thank you. Yeah, can you hear me now? My dear brother, your line is not very, very stable. It is not stable. That is the problem we have. You may have to call us back. You may have to try and call us back. We have another caller on Viber. This caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, this is Jude Emo once again, calling from Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Thank you, but can you turn down your system, please? Turn it down. I can hear myself. Turn the system down. You're through to us on Viber. Please speak to us only through Viber because the world is hearing your voice. Turn your system down, please.
Okay, my brother. Director, I really appreciate the good work you guys are doing over there.
Thank you.
I am my friend right here in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. We are totally in support of the good work you guys are doing out there. We are already making arrangements to support not just financially, but also physically in the actualization of the Biafra. So actually, I don't blame some of our brothers who want to know maybe when this the action itself is going to take place. Because possibly some of them also want to participate, not just financially. They also want to participate maybe physically, you know, to carry out the...
Yes. Go ahead.
It may be a long time. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please. Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. I appreciate it. It may be along the course of the action of this, the enlightenment, you a kind of update our members when the action will take place. Because some of us, we have contributed in one way or the other. And we don't just want to be taken unawares. You understand?
But we have to, unless, my dear brother, I want to explain something to you. Unless you are down here and part of the army, you will be taken unawares. We can't come on air and announce any operational detail before we carry it out. That will be suicide. We can't try that. It's not very good. But I welcome what you're saying, and I accept it in its entirety. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, but turn your system down. Turn it down. We can hear our own voices coming through your line. Turn your system down and you speak to us. This is Radio Biafra.
Online. Hello?
They don't listen, do they? They call out on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director. This is Chikunda Choi. I'm calling from Munich, Germany, and I'm from Ikenen Zoto in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. I don't know why your some lines today from the UK, from Germany, is a bit funny. It is not clear at all. But go ahead, please, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm here. I'm hearing you very well.
Yes, from me to you is very clear because the voice I'm hearing in my head coming from you is not very clear, and that is what the signal that we are putting out to the world. The signal is not clear from you. So that is what every other person is hearing. But please continue. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, thank you. Maybe that may be the work of our enemies that they are telling the most sense.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, thank you so much, and I'm saying how great you are able for the wonderful work you are doing for us here in Biafra land. Even though that the enemy we are trying, they couldn't allow us this very morning to follow on the news, but we thank our indomitable HMFO for holding on and telling us what is going on. May he remain blessed in the name of Chukwabiani.
You say?
I will say, even though that they caught us up this very morning in the news of this very morning is a wonderful news because I'm very happy this morning that at last Vanguard can write something about us. even though they are right up, they mix it up but before we know it, then we don't know exactly whom we are. So I am not thanking them for that, because we said it before that if they refuse to publish what we are doing, our action will give them the guidelines to do that. And another one is about our defense donation. I will advise people, most of our new callers in our radio, to just call the radio and listen to news before they make their contribution. The arrangement of this very defense contribution has been made, and we are waiting for the Continental Directorate to tell us how countries will come up with it. For one to be giving us a new idea on how we are going to do it or how we are going to follow it, or that means that very person is not following what you are doing. The arrangement has already been made, and the people who are working on it, who are working on it tirelessly, and they are going with in a very short time, they will come up with their conclusion and they will follow it up without wasting time. Then another thing I want to contribute on is about the petty criminal called himself who was written. All the information and the news you have been telling the Thomas of this very time since the year, it has come to surface. For me to compromise with the federal government, to abandon his people, because he didn't abandon us, we are different people. That would be a shame to him, even not to the freedom fighters, the really Muslim people, not the criminals that were kidnapping and the robbing people all over the place. So we are telling you that you don't need to talk about Wazirika, this and that. If you fail to talk about Wazirika, how can we know the atrocity that this is petty criminal has committed in Biafra land? We want to keep on talking about him until the day that the 7 feet we take him off. So my director, this is what I have. And another thing I want to contribute is this. For Jonathan to say that he's forgiving Mohammed Abacha for embezzling $446 billion, that even the state in the whole East can never, that they never ever did their budget throughout their 4 years in office. That is to tell you the reason why Mohammed Abacha and the new papa visited the Wazirika and they received them $21,000 million. Now he has been put there in Jonathan's office and said Jonathan to forgive Mohammed Abacha so that he can report him. But within the general people of Biafra has told them that there's 2014 in that reason. So my director, I am thanking you so much, and we are keep on keeping on, just like my brother Ichirofor used to say, our morning breakfast will not be giving up. Even though the enemies will try, but we still keep on where we are. And we are hoping now to get our conclusion for our freedom contribution from our Continental Directors. They should be, I pray that they will be working very hard to give us conclusion any moment from now. But some time ago, one of our callers said that it will take 1 month. We don't want that to take even 2 weeks. As soon as we get conclusion, we follow it up immediately, because our enemies, we are not waiting. They are now in our homes. So I thank you so much, Director. And I'm saying, the Chukwudia must keep giving you on. Keep giving all of you on in our studio here. For people who don't know what we are doing, in a very short time, they will hear from us. Thank you, and you remain blessed. And moreover, may God bless Africa. May God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you also. Thank you, my dear brother. We have, I presume, Nonso Ejirika is on the line. He is on Skype, who has moved from coordinating Barcelona to coordinating the whole of Spain. And from there, the very critical function of the liaison head that we have. Nonso Ejirika, you're welcome to Radio Biafra Live transmission from Enugu here in Biafra land, going out to the whole world. Please go ahead.
Director, thank you very much. Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. Director, I have one comment to make tonight. On Saturday, just people here in a village nearby, they will want to go and do crusade. So if you are living in Girona and you are listening, please put down this number. We will be in Girona by 4 o'clock. So if you want to join us and praise the word of Biafra in Girona, you can call this number. Director, can I call the number now?
Of course you may. Go ahead, please. Go
ahead. Okay. 6-3-7-8-5-0-4-7. I repeat. 6-3-7-8-5. Please, if you are in Girona or any village nearby, please join us 4 o'clock in Girona. Please try and hear the word of Biafra. It's a gospel. I will not stop there. Director, we are moving forward. There is nothing stopping us. That's people right. Should go and pray the word of Biafra. Don't wait for the director to do everything for you. Director is already doing his job. Go and do your own. Stop gossiping on Facebook, director. Please, director, again, it's a big issue. I told you before, like I said always, our people don't know this. Wazurike is holding the Biafra back. This way, Biafra more than our people know it. And they know that Wazurike is wrong. These people want to talk with us. They don't want to do with us because they are fed up with Fulani people. But who will they deal with? If you don't say that Wazurike is bad, how can they trust Director Kano? So if you want Director Kano to succeed, you must criticize Wazurike. You must tell the word that you are not with Wazurike and you are not working with Wazurike. Director, keep talking about Wazurike, whatever. I don't. Anybody can, but think about it before you say it. If you say about Wazurike, it's good. It will help us a lot, Director. Thank you very much, and thank everybody that is listening tonight. God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Bye. Thank you very, very much. We are relentless. Everything we speak about this very Ifajuna is the truth. That name, people don't even want to pronounce it. The same way, very shortly, the word and the name was... After all, Ifajuna had collaborators within Biafra land, isn't it? Where is your Biafran passport that you printed? Where is the currency that you minted telling us that Biafra is coming? Today, you are campaigning for good luck, Jonathan. That is a fact. And not the behavior of any genuine freedom fighter. None whatsoever. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, are you able to hear me?
I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Chinedu. My name is Chinedu. I'm calling from Enugu, Nigeria. I'm from Obago of local government.
You're calling from Enugu. We are in Enugu ourselves, broadcasting to the whole world. You're calling us also from Enugu. And the whole world is hearing your voice because we reach everywhere on this planet Earth. Please continue.
Yes, my contribution is that I'm very, very happy in what you're doing. And I pray that God will continue to guide you and guide all the Nigerians. I've not been listening to the program. And someone came to mount my satellite. And on the process, he now showed me Radio Biafra. And I said, is there something like this going on? Because this Wazurike and his gang and all this is, they have already confused us and they make people in Nigeria, they are confused. And another thing I'm trying to beg you, Mr. Kano, please, the coordinator, please, I'm begging you something. Try to know how we can be able to lay this satellite, this thing, to get to the low people. Because a lot of people don't know what is going on. I've been going around conversing, telling people, say, watch, check on your cable, and you will see, get Radio Biafra, listen to it, and it's very, very important. I think I'm very, very happy. I know that there is a Messiah coming, and I know that the land Biafra will not just die, because when Ojukwu died, I feel that everything has just gone. But from what I'm seeing now, and even from what our brothers over outside the country, what their voices have been, I just
for over 4 or 5 days now, I've been sitting down listening to what people are saying, and I'm overwhelmed. And even you, what you have been doing, I know God will continue to back you. And all what I'm trying, my prayer to everybody is that I know that within this short time, everything will happen, and it will happen like a magic. I know God is ready to give us Biafra, and there is no going back. For the Northerners to be killing themselves, throwing bombs in the north, not even in the east, they're just, all this what they are trying to do in the east is just like a message. What they are doing at the north, killing people, killing themselves, because if they kill Igbos, let's say they kill Igbo 10, outside there, they are more than 100. And what they did during the Biafra war is going back to them, because they came here and killed us like fowl, and now they are turning back and killing themselves. God just used them to kill themselves. So whatever that is happening there now is God's plan. And God wants to reduce them in number so that whenever we want to strike, it will be very simple. So please, don't let me just take it like this, and I'm very happy. I am ready at any time to join the group. Whenever you need me for anything, I am ready. I'm completely ready. Put my money, put in anything. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well as a true son of this very soil. Yeah. Do you know the reason why the white people came here to Enugu? Because they knew that the presence of the Most High God is here. Do you know that Enugu is the most blessed place on the face of the planet Earth? Do you know that?
Yes, I know.
Do you know that Enugu is the only place on this Earth where oil and coal occur side by side? Do you know that?
Yes, I know.
This place is blessed. It's a privilege to be here. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are formidable. Sometimes we allow people to discover Radio Biafra by themselves, not anybody pressing them, that we may know what they think themselves, not what we want them to think or would like them to think. We did not. He called somebody to set up satellites for him, not through Radio Biafra. And they were scanning and said, do you know you can also get Radio Biafra? He couldn't, but he's been listening in silence for a few days. Today he plucked the courage to try to speak to us. And this is his station. He rang and he can speak and the whole world can hear him. Can you do that with NTA or AIT? We are formidable. Very, very formidable. They call on the phone your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director. My name is Ike Fodikin.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Republic of Ireland.
You're calling from the Republic of Ireland. We have a very strong presence there. Azai Oba is doing very well. Kingsley is also running Dublin very well. And of course, our dear brother Peter Wuzier is also in Cork doing fantastically well. We remember those of them in Waterford too. All of you together, you are giving us a very good name in Ireland. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I just want to make brief announcement, kind of. You, Director, you're doing something very good. No human being can express what you have been doing for the people of Biafra. This radio of a thing, I know it's something that's going to make people be aware of what you're doing, what you're saying, the gospel you're preaching. You're saying everything from A to Z. And it's just like God brought you down to let people know what we don't know. If they ask about economy, you're going to clear it from A to Z. If they talk about what people don't know, Director, you know everything. But my problem now is that in my village, they don't have this satellite. Whereby, if I ask people, I call my friend on each child, you go all over. They say they cannot listen to Radio Biafra. So, I phoned last week to order for the satellite, which I have paid some money into the account that have given to me. So now I want to know if that money has paid into the account you have given to me, when are they going to install this satellite?
Have you sent, I saw your name here, when your name came up on the phone, it was stored as IK, Satellite Client. That is how it was stored on the phone.
Yes, please.
Exactly. So, have you sent us a telephone contact number? Because we know that our engineers went out today Even the sister of our dear brother, Chukwudi Ofom, her own was fixed today. So we have people. Yeah. Where you said Onitsha, is that correct?
No. It's in Sochi.
I know Sochi very well. I know Sochi. Okay. What we are going to do is to check tomorrow, because of course if you have paid in it, you should be there. Have you sent us a contact telephone number of the main person we should be meeting when we go there?
I will tell you the patient's number and the time he will be available, so that when the engineer go there, he will meet him up.
Send it via text, please. Can you send us a text after this conversation? Send us the person's name and telephone number. We can arrange the time with the person. Don't worry about that. Just send us the name of the person and telephone number and the address of where we are going. We handle the rest from here. This is what we expect people to do. Ensure that you install satellite. Our people must understand this. We are going to deploy our transmitter when it's going to be most useful. If we put our transmitter on the ground now, within a week, they will locate it and destroy it. Very, very critical that we protect our transmitter. Very, very important. We know what we are doing. We have to develop platforms that they cannot penetrate. Very soon, they may even set up their own radio station here. That's what we suspect. We suspect that Nigeria APC will fund a radio station claiming that they are Biafrans, but in actual fact, serving the interest of the zoo, the same way that Owasurike is now doing with Mohammed Abacha. Is it the same Mohammed Abacha that he gave 21 gun salute to? The same Al Mustafa? Is Al Mustafa now a freedom fighter? Or Mohammed Abacha? I don't understand. That stole your money? $446.3 billion. More than the combined budget of every Igbo nation for 4 years. More than the combined... Oh, dear Lord. Unbelievable. There is no honor. So, because some people are criminals, you think everybody is a criminal. Is that what you think? We are here to prove you wrong. I like doubting Tomo. I love it when people challenge what we are capable of doing. I love it so much. Because I love to have the last laugh. Because that is how it's going to be. Thank you very much, Ikechukwu. Thank you very much for that. We know that Dublin is very strong. We know also that all the areas around Ireland is extremely formidable. And we welcome that. This is Radio Biafra, whatever you are on this planet Earth. If you call us, we should be able to take your call. If you attempt to send us a message, we shall also read it. Radio Biafra is on Viber. We are on Tango. We are on WhatsApp. We are on the phone. We are on Skype. We are on all these platforms to make it possible for you to reach our people, to make it possible for your voice to be heard when you speak. Before we came, there was nothing like this. Nobody could afford you the platform to be able to speak to the hearing of the whole world. And I thank especially all of you that believed in us. Those of you that came forward and actually contributed money to keep Radio Biafra running for over 2 years now. I commend all of you, honestly speaking. I don't know what came inside you. I don't know what you saw in us, but now we know. You saw truth, you saw perseverance, and you saw honesty. And you saw the grace of Chukwu Abiama. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Aja Henry Chimobi. I'm calling from Akure.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Sir, I'm from Ebonyi State.
Yes.
And I'm in Akure. So the reason why I call this issue of Ifajuna that you are calling this was Ricky. I think for our new, as in the people that started calling it, listening to Radio Biafra newly, they can't understand what you are saying. They don't even, some of them have not read the history to know the person that is called Ifajuna or the person you are calling it now. So it's a kind of favor to Wazrike. It's better you call him his name and you can add it Ifajuna. So this one is like a cover up to him. So that's what I want to say, sir.
Thank you very much. Ifajuna is a very young, fine soldier. He was also an athlete. He was well endowed. His country loved him. He was a very fine soldier. but he betrayed his country. He sold us out to Hausa Fulani people. We gave him command and he came back talking gibberish, asking us to surrender to Hausa Fulani people. The same place where we built our cenotaph, one of the holiest spots you can ever find in Biafra land, was the exact place where Ifajuna plotted the shelling of Enugu. That was where he brought Hausa Fulani people. And by the time they tried him, he said, "It is too late. What I have done is irreversible. Biafra will fall." And indeed, Biafra fell. The same time now, in this very period of hours, we have another person that we also trusted at some point, hoping that he's going to help us get Biafra, the same way that we trusted Ifajuna to help us get Biafra. Ifajuna brought Hausa Fulani people. The same way right now, the same Wasrike has gone to bring Al Mustafa, to bring Mohammed Abacha, to be working for PDP, to work for any political party that will give him money, using the name of Biafra. Rafael Wasrike is Ifajuna. I now believe in reincarnation. Ifajuna came back. And if, well, it's impossible anyway, if for any reason Biafra does not come, which will not happen, I'm only trying to draw an inference, please. I don't wish to be quoted out of context at all. I'm only drawing an inference here. If for any reason Biafra doesn't come now, and we are, our great-great-grandchildren will be doing Biafran struggle in the next 100 years or thereabout, there will always be somebody like Wasrike and Ifajuna. I want our people to know this. Satan will always raise, Lucifer will always bring somebody to make people begin to doubt Biafra. Ifajuna did it. And now Wasrike is doing exactly the same thing that Ifajuna did. Exactly the same. There is no difference. Even if you were to do Biafra in the next 40 years, who knows, maybe by then, Bilie would have grown accustomed to sabotage. They will start their own sabotage then. Who knows? You know, Igbo people and freedom fighting don't mix, because they don't have a history of freedom fighting. That is why you need the very special grace of God to do this very work. If Chukwu Abiama did not send you, please do not come. Do you know why anything we touch turns into gold? Where we can do things that people cannot do. They mobilize in Okwe. In Owerri. On the 30th of May, we raised Biafrans all over the world. All over the world. That all the countries we are shaking. They said, "Oh, so does it mean that this Biafra is real?" We said to them, "Go to your streets and see what is happening there." All over the world, from Japan to Los Angeles. All over the world. Who says we are not formidable? They want us to start playing local champions here, looking for derivation, allocation, running around. Jonathan said this. Patience said that. But it was Richard that didn't go to school. Let him come out and debate. He's a bushman. He's a bushman. And he shows those that, you know, people without class. You know what is class? Class, you are either born with it or you acquire it if you have taste. Class is, in Igbo language, onye onwe eju afo. That is class. You don't care or mind who is riding aeroplane, who is riding helicopter. If you have a bicycle, you are content with your bicycle. You retain your dignity and your honor. That is what is class. Igbo men sometimes don't. Some Igbo men, apologies to barrister, some Igbo men do not have class and taste. I hasten to add, in the new Biafra, all these things we have in abundance. If you are a cleaner in Biafra land, you will have honor and dignity. If you're a road sweeper, you will be respected because you are putting in your service for your country. Regardless of who you are, mind you, nobody will travel with siren. Nobody will travel in a convoy. Not even dead bodies will go in a convoy.
If you cannot travel in a hearse when you're dead, that is your business. No convoy. The only people that will use siren will be ambulance, fire service, and police. Only. Even the head of state. If you come to a bank, you queue like other people to collect your money. Very simple, isn't it? We want a very simple life. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to preach our gospel every morning and every evening. Again, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., we will be live on air. We have defeated Jonathan tonight. I told him we must broadcast tonight. Regardless of all the hackers you assembled all over the world, they say people fight principalities. We are fighting the devil here. And we are winning. They cannot stop this very program from being transmitted by secure line to London. They cannot stop. Once it hits London, you can't stop it anymore. It's unstoppable. Moving our signal from here to London is the problem. That is all. Anytime you don't hear us, it's either they have taken light or there is a problem with the signaling. But today, Jonathan knows now. He's now listening and crying. And the wife will be shouting, "There is God." Maybe now there is Satan as well. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I doubt if they can. I doubt if they can hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, good man.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, my dear brother.
Oh, my dear goodness. Oh, dear Lord God, have mercy. The caller on the on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you, my director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are.
I'm Ifan Yinyonetu from Imo State, calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal, please go ahead.
Director, once again, I thank you. It is a pleasure to speak with you once again. I thank you for the good work that you are doing for our people. Let God protect and guide you.
You say.
May your enemies fall before you.
He said,
I thank you because I've been listening to Radio Biafra all this while. I tried to connect today, but the connection here is too slow.
Yes.
So I decided to call to know what is going on because, director, honestly, some of our people here are stupid and being foolish. Because now you are telling them that Biafra is our freedom, is our land, is what we have. Some of them say we should go and sit down. What do we know about Biafra? We should go and sit down. That people that those people that fight for Biafra didn't get it. Is it us that will get Biafra? I tell them that no. It's when we come in group, we will achieve our vision. Don't sit in your house and begin to ask if Biafra will get heard or it will not get heard. Come and join your people in what they are doing. So, my director, what I want to tell them, those people that think that Biafra will not, those people that think that Biafra will not get heard or Biafra will not come, I want to assure them that they will be alive and see Biafra exist. And when they come to be on a Biafra, we will smack them and scatter them all.
You say?
So, my director, I thank you. May God bless you.
And you too.
For the good work you are doing for our people.
You say? Thank you very much, my dear brother. We have a caller on Skype on hold. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you live and direct.
Please, your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Hello, my honorable director. My name is Chukwunonso Onwumechili from Ufuma in Orumba North Local Government Area, Biafra Land.
Thank you very
I'm
much.
Calling from,
I'm calling from Spain, Barcelona.
Go ahead, please.
Actually, my national coordinator called before, and when he was calling the number to call, that number was not because his line had problem, and that number, I could not be able to pick the number. When he called the first time, the number caught. When he called the second one, there are some missing numbers, so I want to call the line. I believe I'm coming out through clearly.
Yes, please, go ahead.
So I want to call that number so that those who want to call and join us as we are going to preach about Biafra in the land of Girona, so that they can join us, and the people in Girona should come out and hear the good news of their own freedom. The number is 632-785-047. I repeat it again, 632-785-047. That is the number of our coordinator. We are calling out all our brothers in Girona, because we'll be there on Saturday to preach this gospel of Biafra. Director, some of our people,
I know, I know.
Yes,
now. Yes, of course.
They thought that that is what we are doing here. But they will come at last to say, Makwara. And that time, Oga Adigolo have very late.
Of course.
You to be very late, because even despite what they are going through in the places where they found themselves, they cannot be able to fight for their freedom. Director, I thank you for coming out boldly, for standing out as a lion, because every Igbo man, every Biafra man have been suppressed, and we are looking for who shall go for us that we can follow. But you answered the call. The God have called you and sent you on this paramount, on this important message, this important journey to save Biafrans. Because if not, Biafrans were already dead. Because but I believe that this our country is going to be restored, and the rising sun will shine again. They will only see it, but they cannot be able to partake of it. Because what we need is people to come out in mass, wherever they are, to join her.
That's correct.
Our brother, Bo Emeka Adolf Emeke Sili, I heard him one time saying that he wants to make sure that at his leaving, that his children is losing Biafran passport. It's very, very appalling that he himself is turning himself to Ifajuna to fight against the freedom he said he wants to get for his people. Director, your weapon is the truth. Every Biafran man outside have listened to you. You are the man, you have the truth with you. And what people are looking for are the problem solvers. Those who will stand out to solve problems with truth. Not those who will come and be saying something else and they have another thing to do in their mind. As Emeka Sili have done, he have showed that he is a failure. We, Biafran, Director, you have Biafran in your heart. You have the sufferings of Biafran in your heart. And I can see that Emeka Sili doesn't have such in his heart, because he's comfortable, he lives well. The pains people are passing throughout the whole world does not touch him. That's why he can be able to mingle with the outer Fulani Okorocha to try to suppress our freedom. But he is a failure, because he has already failed. We are marching forward. The sun is going to rise again, and we will go into our land and rebuild our city, that the whole world will come and see that there is nothing, that there is no nation that can be like Biafra. You have said it, that nobody is like us before we came. And as we are now fighting freedom in a way that nobody has fought it before, nobody will be like us. And after we have gone, nobody will be like us. Biafra is going to come, and no nation can be able to stand out to compete with Biafra, because we have all it takes to build number one nation in the whole world, which we are. The human power is there, the resources is there, and God being on our side, we are going to get it. We are going there. Don't mind whatever that may be happening, because the 12 spies that were sent out, the Bible made us know that only Joshua and Caleb came out with a good report. And even as we are going forward, you are still going to see more Ifajuna springing up. But one thing I want to tell you is for you to be courageous, according to what God told Joshua. He said, be very courageous, be you not dismayed, because the victory must be won. But only that God needs from us is for you to be fearless, as you have said that you are never fearful before your enemy, that you are fearless before your enemy. So, Director, keep on keeping on. Biafra is our birthright, and we are going to step our feet in it and live in it and celebrate our victory as Biafra. God bless Biafra.
And God bless you. Chukwu Abiama is your God. Has spoken very well. Chukwu Abiama is your God. Of course, we are fearless before our enemies. On the 30th of May 2014, 12 noon, we observed our 2-minute silence. We honored the dead, the departed, the glorious dead. We honored them. And then we prayed to Chukwu Abiama, dedicated our cenotaph to Chukwu Abiama, to his eternal glory. And a speech was delivered. Before the delivery of that speech, Biafran veterans in front of the high command of the Biafran army gave us their banner to take into battle with us. It has never happened before. People spring up and say they want to do Biafra. And I ask them, where did you get your permission from? They cannot say. Some say they drew inspiration by watching TV. Some say they drew inspiration from what their wife told them or their child. But this very banner to go in and ensure that Biafra comes was given to us by the Biafran army, the very high command of the Biafran army that fought between 67 to 70. In other words, we have the legitimacy to go and engage our enemies wherever we find them. We cannot do that with bare hands. We need weapons to do so. To defend this very land, you need weapons to do so. We are relentless. We are about to teach our people that some people we are born Biafrans. As our brother said, which I echo all the time, before we came, there were none like us, nobody. Go throughout history, in the history of freedom fighting, no people have been able to raise simultaneously all over the world a group of people, their own people, to march in unison all over the world. It has never happened before. What we did on the 30th of May is the very first time in the history of mankind that such a thing is happening. Now that we are here, there is none like us. You don't know that Radio Biafra can broadcast from any surface on the earth. We can broadcast from the top of a mountain. We can broadcast in the snowy wastelands of Antarctica, if you place us there. Our technology is one in town. We own it. We don't buy it from anybody. We own it. Do you know how we came across this technology? Are we engineers? The answer is no. Chukwu Abiama said, go and do this, and we did it, and it worked. Go and ask Barrister Mamezu. He opened his cupboard and brought out wires and said to me, keep connecting these wires until we broadcast. We thought it was a laughing matter. And that's how you have Radio Biafra today. With which MFO. Having put it together. The engineer that he is. Is which MFO an engineer? Am I a broadcaster? Is Barrister Mamezu a professional commentator? Or has Karamonde ever before run such group as she's running Radio Biafra London on Facebook? The answer is no. But Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. That is why now that we are here, there can never be any like us. And when we are gone, you look back and you remember and say, oh my God, how did they manage to do this? That is how I want to be remembered. Some of our people are very funny. Why do you think people do Biafra? To get money? Do I need money? I don't need it. Ask me why and I will tell you. I want a car. Malaysians bought a car for us. So, we want a house. Indigenous people of Biafra rented a property for us to live in Enugu. So what is the problem? We want food.
Somebody gave us a piece of paper, listen very carefully, and sent us to Onitsha, and said we should continue to take everything we need, from onions to tomatoes, anything we want we can take. So we don't lack shelter, we don't lack anything at all. I wanted a phone. I rang China, said this is what I want, and they gave it to me. No question. They even gave more. No questions asked. I'm traveling all over the world. I don't. So what do I need money for? Nothing now. I don't need for anything. Because the only thing I want is Biafra. That is how I wish to be remembered. Not as any other thing. I wish to be remembered as one of those, in conjunction with the indigenous people of Biafra, that this very group of people all over the world, answering to Biafrans that rose up and remembered their dead on the 30th of May, that this group of people of 2014, that they gave them Biafra. That is all. And then you have immortality. Because forever and ever, your names will be remembered. Look at what happened to failures, talk less of those that will succeed. You see, that is what drives me. I am not driven by earthly things. If I were, I would have continued at UNN with mediocrity. I said to my father, no, I want to go and study in a place where you understand what you are actually reading. That's how I went to London. That's all. To go and read. And thanks to Chukwu Abiama, I have read. And we are here today putting into practice what we have understood from our sojourn abroad for very many years. This is Radio Biafra. The love we have for our country supersedes that which we have over our own lives and families. There is nothing I will not sacrifice for Biafra. Nothing. I will sacrifice everything sacrificable before me to prove to Chukwu Abiama, not to man, that this country is important to me. That the freedom that I was born into is how I wish to die as a free man. To be ruled by Hausa people, to be ruled by Islam, is an insult I cannot live with. To be honest with you, most of you don't know why we do this. I cannot live with that insult. Then Achinama, most of you should go and reason very well. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody on the line on Skype?
Yeah, director, I'm still here.
Hello, director. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, director, I watched the interview of our sister with the BBC. Because when you said that the man that was interviewing him was pressing her to talk something about Biafra, I searched for that interview to watch. And actually, I began to doubt if this our sister is really with us. Because she have every opportunity. Because this man really pressed her to tell the world about Biafra. But Ngozi Amanda Adichie did not talk about Biafra. If she called the name of a country, Nigeria, 10 times, she called Biafra only once or twice. And this man pressed him to talk about Biafra, sitting on BBC, to tell the British they are saying in their face. That our sister did not talk. I was marveled. So I don't know what is really gone, because she painted Biafran war in most of her book, The Americana and the Half of a Yellow Sun. She painted our history. But having the opportunity, having the platform to talk about this history, to talk about what the international community have done against innocent race, she became speechless. I was very marveled.
I'll tell you why she was speechless. Do you know that the Twitter campaign we mounted against BBC, that the BBC invited her as the only acceptable face they can invite in to talk about Biafra? That was why they had the interview with her. BBC was trying to pacify us because they told us that they will talk about Biafra. They gave us the promise. So, you see, oh my dear Lord, you see, Ndiabang, you know, oh, there are some things you don't quite understand, our people. The BBC went for somebody that is very neutral, so that the Hausa people that give them money from the oil money from Biafra land will not be upset with them. They called our sister. So, they thought naturally, that having written about the war and passionately about Biafra, that Chimamanda is a Biafran, yes? Then they went to her and called her for the interview. The interviewer was busy asking her about Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Chimamanda was busy talking about Nigeria, Nigeria, Nigeria.
Actually, I was marveled listening to that interview.
Yes, and do you know that when next now we go to BBC and campaign for Biafra to be discussed, do you know they will dismiss us? What happened with Chimamanda Adichie is exactly the damage that Ifeajuna was wreaking to us. Most of you don't quite understand. You don't know this. BBC would then say to you, if somebody that wrote about the Biafran war refused an opportunity to enlighten and educate the world on Hard Talk, which is a flagship political program on BBC, how about you doing security work? Who are you to speak to us? If these people are not interested in Biafra, go and convince them first before you start to convince BBC. I know them now. I live with them. I work with them. I schooled with them. I know the way they reason. That is a typical way that a white man will reason, or white woman. If somebody that wrote about Biafra is reluctant to talk about Biafra, why are you pressurizing me to accept Biafra that you're preaching? Very simple, my dear brother. They don't quite understand. Any time we go against the Waziri case, because they've inserted the name. Look at Chimamanda. An opportunity to go and showcase Biafra to the world. And she fluffed it. She thinks that the Hausa people will love her. No, they will not love you. There is the news here that we are looking to try to break to you this very evening. This news is quite compelling. And you will be amazed and surprised. Our dear brother from Indonesia, the lines are not even allowing me to go and take the calls of those of them on hold. That tells you the amount of calls coming in. Our system crashes because of the level of calls that we get coming in. Please do try and bear with me. There is breaking news. Hey, Chineke no nyebere. And we'll treat it in the morning. You must wake up if you're in this time zone. And for those of you in the far eastern part of the world, it will be your afternoon, I think. If you're in America, try and wake up for this. There is being reported tonight. This news broke about 7:47 p.m. tonight. Do you know what the news says? Work begins on second Niger Bridge is now official. Are you listening? Work begins on second Niger Bridge. It is now official. But they told us before that work was stopped on second Niger Bridge. Now work is to begin. Do you understand English language very well to see how they're playing with words? That is why they don't want Radio Biafra to be open. Because we've been hammering them. I told you that Abuja listens to Radio Biafra. We've been hammering them on second Niger Bridge. Now, Julius Berga has, they've had one of their useless meetings in Abuja. And their chairman, a Hausa man, of course, not surprising, is saying to us, work to begin on second Niger Bridge. It is now official. But it's a lie, you see. There is no work beginning. I've been there. I've toured the place. There is no work beginning. There is no work at all. Talk less of stopping. Do you see how men, monkeys and chimpanzees play with words, English language? Do you see why in the new Biafra, our parliament here in Enugu will be in Igbo language? The one we have in Calabar will be in Efik. The parliament of Biafrans that you have in Ibibio land, in Uyo, will address people in Ibibio. So they will know you will stop lying to people. It's English that allow lies to come into our lives. Work commenced on second Niger Bridge. Work suspended on second Niger Bridge. Now it is now official because they know that they have been lying. Work to begin on second Niger Bridge. Black people. Chukwuabiam, I don't want to speak against the spirit. I would have asked, why did you create me amongst these people who can't reason properly? How can somebody be toying with your brain? Ask yourself a simple question. Is there any work going on
for the construction of the second Niger Bridge? If so, where is this work happening? Is it near the old bridge or far from the old bridge? Which village is it? The truth is, there is no second Niger Bridge. But because you live in Abuja, you live in Wisconsin, you live in Alabama, you live in Toronto, you don't know any better. You have been abroad, as we were, for over 20 years. So if they tell you that they are building a fifth Niger Bridge, you believe them, because you're not here. This news was carried by Vanguard this evening. Breaking news. 7:47 p.m. Official. Work to be... So all the announcements made by Jonathan is unofficial. Look at how men are lying to their citizens. I hate liars. I can't stand them. I can't take them. That is why they are afraid of me. They can't stand now for us to debate. I have said to them, all of you together, I don't mind. Let us assemble anywhere you like in a meeting and film it. You ask me questions, I answer. And I ask you and you answer. Ask them, why are they running from it? Why are they running? You look at me and you want to bring Rocha Sokrocha to me. You are mad. We are suffering from Owasurike syndrome. You want to bring Rochas into Biafra. Some people told me once that Ojo Zokali is a Biafran. I said, yes. Is that true? He is not and can never be. Anything we tell you here is gospel, because here truth is paramount. Ezogubondo. Truth is life. Here on this radio station, Radio Biafra, because we serve the children of God. The indigenous people of Biafra are the children of God, directly descended from heaven. By their behavior, you know them. Men and women came out to support our dear sister Nennaya. May Chukwu Abiama bless you. I don't know who she is till today. When we started Radio Biafra, every month without fail, this particular lady, even students, we know all of them, all their names are there. They will contribute through PayPal to sustain Radio Biafra. When I look back and think about them, I say, if not for these people, those that saw the truth, they saw the light, like the three wise men from the east. There were other stars in the constellation above. They chose one, showing them the way to Bethlehem. Because they are wise men. That is why they call them the three wise men. They were wise, intelligent men. So the story goes. For those of you that saw Radio Biafra and what it stood for and came with us, we would rather die than let you down. Do you think we are going to allow shame to befall you? It can never happen. Not under our watch. You just watch us and see. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much, my dear brother in Indonesia, in Jakarta. I love you very much. You couldn't get on today because we have come to the end of the program. We must prepare for our morning program tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Please try and join us. This is your radio station. The only place where we defend the defenseless. Where we represent those without representation. Where we ensure that those of you and us who are hopeless, that we provide hope. Where there is no voice to speak, we lend voice to the voiceless. This is Radio Biafra. And this Biafra we mention all the time is our religion. Because through Biafra we worship the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, who in his infinite mercy has determined that we should come. On this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because only this very entity called Chukwu Abiama is God. We shall worship him forever in this land. He will guide, bless, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, as we say here, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening to us. Join us again 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. And from here, Enugu in Biafra land, it is good night. And God bless.